Welcome to Let's Play an Interesting RPG, a podcast in which a role-playing group tries a different RPG system every week. In this session, we play a game of Marvel Heroic Role-Playing.
Welcome to the session of Let's Play, where we are playing the Marvel Heroic Role-Playing Game. And I think I explained things pretty well during the game itself, so without further ado, here we go.
Alright, so I've got my stuff here going. Before we get started, I'm actually going to run through the rules. There's like 60 seconds for the benefit of anyone watching this. And then if you guys have any questions or clarifications, if I'm saying it wrong, let me know. So one thing I actually like about the system is that it's very much focused on the character sheet. When you're attempting an action or reaction, you're using basically those first four sections on the character sheet to build a dice pool. So if you're acting alone, you grab the solo die. With a buddy, you grab the buddy die, or as part of a team, you use the team die. It should be noted, there can be other heroes around you, but if you're acting alone, you're solo. Then, if any of those distinctions apply, you grab a D8 for one of those, or a D4 to use it as a deficiency, and you get an extra plot point, because you can turn it later for basic dice and things. And then, for each of your power sets, you can use those power sets and grab a die for any power set that applies. And then, the specialties bottom basically skills. If one of those apply, you can grab that. So you basically build four dice pool of four dice, usually, unless you're using one of your plot points. Say again?
Specialties pretty much the variable one, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, once any one of the skills, the powers, should be pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, Brent?
Mm-hmm?
The way you just described that, it sounds a little bit like Dogs in the Vineyard, where if you can find a verb that applies to the situation, you can use its dice to throw in your pool.
That is accurate, yeah.
Okay, because I've played that, and that makes some sense. Okay.
Yeah, and you only basically pull one die from each of those groups.
So, at least four die when you do something.
Right, unless nothing applies. You know, for example, you know, there are some folks in here that have this no combat ability, basically. So you wouldn't grab a, there's no combat specialties. So you have powers and stuff, but they just don't have any specialty in combat, so. So when you roll, you'll roll all those dice, you'll find two numbers, add them together, two of those things, you add them together for the result, and then you'll choose a different die for the effect. And where the calculus gets interesting is that it's the size of the effect die that matters. So you want high numbers in the two dice you roll, but if you have, if you roll, if the other two are like a D6 and a D10, you want to grab the D10 no matter what you roll on that.
So their assumption, though, is that you always have three dice, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, but if you only have two, it's a D4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you can always do a D4. I don't remember. The other twist to there of many is that if you roll any ones, you set those aside, they don't count, and I can basically activate that by giving you a plot point. In return, I get an extra D6 to the doom pool. You make the extra dice that I can use against you. The plus is that the reverse applies, so if I roll any ones, you guys can activate that, the same as I can activate any of yours. So,
but only against you.
Right. The imbalance is that I can grab any of yours, but if I roll a one, you're all going after mine. So. So that's the basics of it. In terms of damage, you have three stress tracks: physical, mental, and emotional. You can choose which one applies to your attacks, but although, you know, what you're doing will make that pretty clear. And it's the die that indicates it. So if you have very little stress, your D4 goes to D6, D8, D10, D12. If you go above D12, you're stressed out, and you're basically knocked out. So basically, you apply that effect die. If your effect die is lower than whatever they have at the moment in their stress, it just bumps up their die by one. So you'll always be at least increasing it by one die size each time. But if you get a really big die, you can pump it up real quick. Any questions? All right.
I think I'm ready. Pun intended.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So a quick run through the characters. Brian, you are playing.
Yes.
So Brian, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm Brian Kelsey. Mm-hmm. I go by Rip Corch, whatever place you might resonate. And this evening I'm playing Wolverine.
Excellent. Joe? Uh-oh, Joe, you're muted.
Am I still muted?
Yep, there you go. You're fine.
Okay. So, okay, my name's Joe, and I'm playing Hellion. He is a magical superhero, brand new. His stage name was Mir Iqbal. Sorry about that. And he's a teleporter and shapeshifter.
Very good. Jonathan?
I'm playing Captain America. I go by Daddy Stab in most different forums on the internet, and so tonight I'll be portraying Captain America, the Star Spangled Avenger.
Excellent. Alright. Peter.
Yeah, I'm Peter. I'm playing Pietro Rasputin, otherwise known as Colossus.
Excellent.
Now I'll be using an Austrian accent to my Russian accent.
Excellent. Excellent.
Oh,
like the
there's some Ivan Drago in there.
Alright, Seamus?
I am Seamus, known in many spots as the Opportunist, and I am Daredevil.
Excellent. Alrighty. In that case, we're going to start up. Have any of you, just so I know, have any of you read the breakout event or experienced it?
No.
Okay, cool. It really wouldn't matter one way or the other, but I just wanted to make sure. I should probably pull that up because I tried and it crashed on me before. But basically, so the way we'll set this up is that Captain America is actually on a helicopter heading back from some special work he's doing back in D.C. And he's flying over New York City. And he's flying over a place called The Raft, which is basically it's basically a big lockdown facility for super criminals. Nothing, you know, not like a Lex Luthor, but anything basically below that. So what we've got here is, wow, this is really unhappy. Sorry.
Okay.
For some reason, whenever I try to pull up the notes I have on this, it's like locking up everything I do, which didn't happen before. Okay, so Captain America's flying over. Meanwhile, Wolverine and Colossus are on a pier in New York City because they actually have been tipped off that something is going down on the raft sometime in the next, tonight. And sure enough, it is looking pretty dark and stormy as appropriate in such things, some kind of weather. So you guys are basically both sitting there, you know, worried about that. Let me move to everyone else real quick. Joe, what should I call your character?
Call him Hellion for now.
Hellion, okay.
Or someone's calling him Magic Boy, I was told.
So. Alright. Hellion is actually on the raft. S.H.I.E.L.D. has pulled him in to, as a potential extra security on there. One of the advantages of having somebody with magical powers on there is being able to control inmates and control things kind of more than some of the physical aspects. Meanwhile, it's actually you know, good thing you're there because, let's see here, what do we got here? Because Matt Murdock is arriving at the Wrath, along with his partner Foggy Nelson. There as, actually meet with a client, he claims. Seamus, basically, you're trying to, you have recently, started kind of half-remembering things and wondering why you're suddenly half-remembering, things about a guy named Bob Reynolds, who you remember as being a superhero, but the weird thing is you can only remember him being a superhero, you can't actually find any evidence of him being one. So, it's very strange, you know, he's locked up on the raft, and so you're basically going there to investigate. And as you all are sort of either there or converging, there's this giant electrical storm that develops in the course of seconds over the raft. And you see a figure sort of diving down through the clouds with lightning crashing all around him, diving down through. What do you do?
I'm going to see that.
Yeah. What is Pat's reaction?
Okay, well, I'm still on the vehicle, correct?
Yes.
Basically, I'm just kind of looking down, trying to get an idea of who this person is, and trying to squint and take a look.
Okay, it is definitely a super of some kind.
Okay, is this person doing anything substantial right now? Or?
Other than diving straight towards the raft, no.
Okay. Well, but, I'll kind of look over at the pilot in the vehicle, and I better take a look at this, and then I'll kind of just have the pilot swoop down a
okay.
little lower, and then I'll kind of dive out of the side, maybe even use my shield if I have to make a safe landing.
Okay, how about the X-Men? What are they doing?
So we'll be back business at the risk. Raft, excuse me. Shall we investigate?
You need it, Brian. Still muted.
Well, okay.
There we go.
If you want to investigate, make so never mind to me. Okay, Harry, man, let's go.
How do you guys want to make the crossing?
I have an ass with five eyes like you. I bet she smokes cigars like me, too.
Are you giving him the middle claw yet?
Go see me. I don't understand what you mean. I'll threaten him right underneath the pin with the one claw, the catcher claw.
Nice.
Okay, are there any boats nearby?
Plenty of boats nearby. None of them yours, but that's not a problem.
I go and act my Russian farm boy. I shall steal it.
Okay. If you would like, you can go ahead and roll. You will be able to. You can roll to determine, you know, how well or poorly you're able to do that. Just do a quick roll of your Russian farm boy, V8.
Remember, Colossus, you don't float.
You do this all the time in the set. Five
on that. All right. In lieu of you rolling a doom pool, you are lucky enough to find a dice pool. You're lucky enough to find a boat. It kind of, it's not big. It kind of putters, but it will certainly get you across.
Right.
And fairly quickly.
It's, this one looks good for Big Russian and Harry Man. Let's go.
Alright, I'll follow him.
Alright.
I'll try not to poke holes in the boat.
How about, Matt Murdock?
Okay, have we picked a milestone yet?
Oh, thank you for reminding me. So, you can pursue one or both of your milestones, but there are three milestones available for this event, which will allow you to get extra stuff. The three milestones are, I'll introduce them and you can pick. Liberate the sentry, who's a special character, on the raft. Round up the fugitives, which is a hint as to what's about to happen. It's one of the easier ones, is basically rounding up super villains. And then Shield Super Agent, which basically lets you get points, or get XP for doing Shield stuff. And multiple people can have the same milestone, so you can, you know, grab it wherever you want, but you can only pursue two milestones total at any given time. These would replace some of your own milestones for this event. So does anyone want to take the Liberate the Sentry? Daredevil will probably have the Liberate the Sentry milestone, although you don't have to. Anyone else want to take that?
I'll be taking that one, yeah.
Okay.
And then along with it, I'll take Out in the Open.
Okay, cool.
Captain America will take the Liberate the Sentry, and the other one I'll use is one of my personal ones, Avengers Assemble, for trying to put together a team.
Cool. Anyone for Round of the Fugitives?
Sounds fun. Let's do that.
I'll do that one also, since that's my job.
Nice, yeah. Shield Super Agent? Nope, okay.
Cool.
So if any of you manage to gather 5 XP, or 10, but that's unlikely, in this event, you'll get to unlock stuff, instead of using it against your characters if you want to. So if any of you get to 5 XP, let me know, and I'll let you know if it'll be unlockable stuff. So speaking of which, what is Daredevil's reaction to the Lightning Man falling out of the sky?
I'm going to, put everybody into, cover. I'm not gonna, I'll stay in my business attire.
Okay.
Even though I've got the red on underneath.
Of course.
I'll try to, push Foggy and whoever else is around into cover.
Okay.
And then, see if I can use my supervision and senses, I guess, and see if I can.
Go ahead and, go ahead and do a full roll for that. So go ahead and grab all your dice.
Okay. So I got my roll. I'm going to go with a blind justice.
Okay.
I don't think the Billy Club comes into play there.
Nope.
As intense as it can.
And actually, Captain America, since you said you were specifically looking, you can go ahead and do a roll as well.
I think I'll use Prime Master and see if I recognize who this might be.
That's, probably a criminal, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, specifically.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's a happy
card. Jonathan, you had a question?
So I got a third room with a D10 effect.
Okay, cool. One second. Jonathan, what's your question?
Basically, I don't think I have anything in my power set that really applies, so I'll go with a solo D6, I guess.
Alright.
And, maybe covert expert.
Yeah, that works.
But only give me a dice pool with a D8 and a D6 here. I still have anything from a power set that really applies.
You have any of your distinctions that apply?
For distinctions, maybe lead by example.
Yeah, that works.
He's kind of jumping the head of the gun.
Sure, yeah.
Head of the cruiser.
Yeah, throw that in.
All right, we'll throw in another D8 there. All right. All right, for my effort, we'll make that a 7, and for effect, another 7.
Okay. So the result, the two you added together is a 7?
Correct. I got a 3 on the D6 and a 4 on the D8.
Gotcha. Okay. And so what was the die you chose for the effect?
It's a D8. I rolled a 7 on it.
Okay. Yeah. So for the effect, it's just the die type when you rolled it. That's cool.
I'm sorry. It's just how many sides the die is.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Okay. So Daredevil can definitely tell that that's Electro, who is, he's basically living an electrical capacitor, who turned to a life of crime. He's fought a number of different people over time. But mostly with Spider-Man for various things. You also know that Electro is mercenary. You know, anything for the right price. In fact, you have Daredevil has done quite a bit with Electro in the past. So you've met up with Electro. You know who that is. And Captain America knows about the same, actually, that high role. You've also been hearing that Electro has been sort of sniffing around recently for work. So it's likely that he's on a job of some kind.
Okay. Can I go ahead and confront Electro as Captain America?
Absolutely.
Alright, so I'll kind of try to stand in the sun looking all impressive with my red light and blue shield, and I'll call out his name, Electro. What brings you here, and who do you happen to be working for?
Nice. Electro completely ignores you, dives right towards the raft, and throws his hands out at the raft, and this giant electrical charge hits the raft itself.
Ooh.
And you all see just lightning and energy just going all over the place.
All right. Now, at this point, have I noticed any of the other heroes that are on the scene yet?
And now is where I admit that I don't follow American comics. So, you know, I know the characters and so forth, but I don't know who knows who. Do you know who Daredevil is? Would you recognize that guy as Daredevil? Or is he just a lawyer?
In his normal outfit, probably not.
Okay.
Probably wouldn't recognize him.
Yeah, no, you see that there is this guy over there who's clearly being led around by, like, SHIELD agents. You also see Hylian near him as well. But that would be about all you notice at this point, because the X-Men are still out there puttering towards it. They're close, but it's just a ship out there. In fact, Wolverine and Colossus, you are now close enough to the raft that you can probably, get on a burst of speed and make your entrance.
Harry man, shall I throw you on to the raft? You are an elder next time. Speedball time.
Alright.
I'll call upon Buddy.
Yes.
Ironclad Loyalty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Godlike strength.
Yep.
And that's probably about it.
Okay. Let's see here. You can throw combat expert into that.
Alright, that's enough that would be.
Yeah, close enough. Wow.
Wait, I took my horn off. All right, I didn't do that right.
Okay.
I'm going to do 10, and then I'll use the D12 as my attack.
All right, yeah. So you can choose exactly where he lands.
Okay. Well, where did I see? Is there like a big hole in it, and he's inside, or is he outside?
You can absolutely see him. He is outside, basically above the raft, maybe 20 or 30 feet above the raft, just sort of shooting energy at it.
I see my
hat. Oh, nice.
Call first, right? Yeah.
Alright, he gets a reaction against that. He is solo. Don't get no respect, definitely. I'm going to run that as a D4, so I get an extra... Because he is at a disadvantage anyway, so I get an extra Doom die. Adding that to Doom pool. And...
Does that give out any kind of a plot point or anything by adding a die to Doom pool?
I'm just
wondering, I don't...
Yeah. Not on that one. If I roll a 1, then yes.
Okay.
Then he is... He can fly, but only D6. And... He here's an example. He only has crime expert, tech expert, and science expert. There's nothing really he can use there. So, 2, 4, and 7. That sucks. What did you roll? 10?
Oh, myself?
Yeah.
My number was 10.
Okay. In that case, actually, I can handle that. So that's going to be an 11 with a 2 effect die, which doesn't do anything. So what's going to happen is he's going to just barely dodge out of the way as Wolverine goes flying past. But for the full comic effect, would Wolverine like an opportunity attack, slashing at him as he flies past?
Yes.
Go for it.
So, I'm with a buddy, so...
Yeah.
I get one of those... take a Natural Samurai.
Mm-hmm.
And Enhanced Reflexes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I only get one from the power set? I've got two separate power sets here.
Yeah, it's two different power sets. If you can grab something from each one of them, you can grab one from each one of them.
Okay, there's an adamantium claw.
Yep.
And Camp Combat Master.
You bet.
Okay, so you said pull out the ones.
Uh-oh. You rolled one?
I had two ones.
Okay.
Ooh. Is it bad?
Well, I can activate those for Doom Dice.
I got a 5, a 6, and a 10 on the other dice.
Okay. How do you want to use those?
And then I need to pick one for the type of stress.
Right. One will be the effect die, and the other one will be the other two you add together for your result.
Okay. I'll use the 10 for the effect die.
Okay.
And I'll use the other two for my result. So... I get an 11 on the attack,
okay.
And a 10 for the type of physical trauma.
Okay, so he's going to counter that with his, here.
So your effect was a D10 then?
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
That's
so I got to see if I can roll better than an 11 there. And again, he doesn't have anything else, so.
Okay, now, I don't mark anything off. Under stress and trauma on my end, so I get hit.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Best I got is a 10. So no luck me. So I got hit with your D10 stress. Very good. So my guy is, so Electro now has D10 of physical stress. Let me just add that to the, document, physical stress, D10. So he goes flying. As he goes flying, basically, he slams down onto the raft. And there's this big, like, electrical charge as he hits the raft. And the power goes out. The stress of all of that just killed it.
Now you get to choose who goes next, right?
Yes, we are officially in combat. So, now that Wolverine is gone, who do you want to go next? Brian?
I'm up there with you. To paint the picture, I'm up there with you, and who all is right there? Colossus? Okay.
Yeah, I think Colossus is the only one who is not there, but, if any of you choose Colossus, I'll let him just jump on and, engage. He's close enough.
And which character is Jonathan playing? Captain America?
Yeah, so he's right there.
Is he close where he could do something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I choose Captain America.
Okay.
All right. Cap is now going to be in, I'm assuming, a team situation, since we have more than one ally.
Well, are these guys your allies? That's definitely not. The X-Men aren't your allies. Are they?
Okay. Well, I was just thinking since we were all fighting Electro. So that's fine.
Yeah, not quite yet.
So should I still go with Buddy then?
Who's your Buddy?
Sorry, Solo.
Yeah, Solo. Solo.
Alright, you'll be Solo. I was Buddy because I got thrown.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I'm going to launch my Star-Spangled Shield at his backside.
Excellent.
I'll go for lead by example again, for a D8.
Okay.
And then I will throw in
Let's see, my weapon 8 for my shield.
Okay, oh, I'm sorry, one thing before you continue. Those two ones that Brian rolled, I can now use those. So here's the thing. Brian, I will give you a plot point if you allow me to pull one of those into my doom pool.
Okay. How do I record that as a plot point?
Just roll it down. Write it down. Somewhere. Everyone starts with one plot point. You now have two.
Okay.
And I'm only gonna grab the one.
I see where it's at.
And with that, I'm actually going to pump up one of my doom dice to a D8 instead of a D6. Okay, so I'm sorry. So go ahead, Captain America.
Okay, I was thinking about using a special effect with my vibranium shield.
Okay.
I have one that says it's called Ricochet.
Mm-hmm.
It allows me to step up or double weapon die against a single target.
Yep.
Remove the highest rolling die and add an additional die to your total. So basically right now I have a D6 for solo, lead by example for D8, my weapon shield for D8, and then combat master at a D10.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead and roll that up.
Okay.
I did roll a 1.
Okay.
On a D8. I'll put that to the side.
Okay. You can resolve that right now. Would you like a plot point?
A plot point for activating it?
Yep.
Sure, I'll go for that.
Okay. I will add one die to my doom pool, and you get an extra plot point. Go ahead.
That'll give me, right now, on my effort, it'll be an 8.
Okay.
And a D10 on my effect.
Okay.
But using that special effect, it says I step up or double the weapon die against a single target. So that would make it, what, a D12 if I step it up by one?
Let me just look at the effect here. Step up or double weapon die against a single target. It would be, you would have rolled a D10 instead of a D8 on that die.
Okay.
So it's not your effect die, it's your weapon die.
It's the weapon die. Okay, yeah. So I'll just roll a D10 there. Sorry.
Yeah, there we go. That's fine.
So that actually makes my effort a 10.
Okay.
And a 6 on a D10 there.
Right.
So that makes effort a 10, and then the effect would be a D12 now then.
Okay, so you roll the 10, and the effect is 12. Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, so he gets a reaction. Oops, sorry, should have rolled that on the thing. Ooh, that's a low roll. 3, 2, 3. So even if I got anything, it wouldn't help. So, you got it. That's a D12. So he now is at a D12. He's nearly stressed out. Well done. Who goes next?
Captain America will bring in Hellion.
Okay. So what does Hellion do? What? No! No! Server connection lost again? Seriously? Seriously, this is crazy.
Electro, as he comes out of the teleport.
Sorry, I lost it there for a second. Say again?
So, teleport, shapeshift to Spider-Man, and then get a flying shoulder as he comes out of the teleport.
Awesome.
So
go for it.
The problem is all my power sets are one, so I only get one D8.
Yep.
Should have done that a little differently. So I'm taking a D10 for solo.
Okay.
Taking a D8 for teleport.
Okay.
Do I get a D6 for covert expert?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. And I think that's my... And I have no plot points at this point to use for this.
Everyone starts with one plot point, so you can use it if you'd like.
I'll save it for next time.
Okay.
So I got an 8, a 6, and a 9.
Alright. Ooh, nice.
So I can take... I think I'll take my 9 and 6, and what's the... 8 is my...
you break your dice up, right? So, use the dice, so. So I take two dice, right? I take my two dice and that's my, add those together.
Correct.
So that's 15.
Okay.
That leaves me an 8 left over.
Okay, so you have a D8 left over?
Yep.
Alright.
That I rolled an 8 on, so.
Okay. Oh, nice. So let me see if I can do anything against that. I think that's kind of unlikely at this point, but we'll see if... I think you guys have done a very good job of taking that electro. Oh, look at that.
Oh, terrible roll.
Terrible, terrible roll. Okay. Your shoulder slams the electro and he just goes, oh, falls over. As he does so, there is a...
I gotta say, you know, something... Yeah.
Oh, please.
I'm looking for a spare battery, or I need a jump start a car. Something's Spider-Man-y.
Nice. as that happens, there is a huge explosion. A giant, like, beam of light goes out of the raft. Just goes right up to heaven. And there's a huge hole that is blown in the raft. And, floating up out of the raft are two supervillains, as you all realize that Electro's attack has disabled the security on the raft. All the cells, everything, are open. The villains are starting to escape, and two of them are rising up at you. One is a magician ripoff called Count Nefaria. Who looks really ridiculous. And the person next to him is a humanoid composed of pure light, who seems to be sort of a buddy sidekick. And, Nefaria rises up and sees you all down there and says, ha ha ha! We are free!
Captain America looks around and kind of assesses the situation and looks over at the other heroes and holds up his shield basically and yells, Heroes Assemble, and basically tries to gather everybody into a fighting force behind him.
Very good. So as we go to each person's turn, you can decide whether you're sort of reacting to Captain America to sort of team up with him or not. And that will affect whether you use a team die or not. So Joe, since you just acted, who do you want to go next? Nope, you're muted.
Daredevil needs to get in his uniform, I think.
All right. Daredevil's up.
Well, I still have my cane and everything else.
Yep.
I'm going to try to, my cane turns into my billy club when I get into gear. So I'm just going to use that as my billy club and try to lash Nefaria, trying to bring him down.
Awesome.
Without changing into Daredevil.
Ah, gotcha.
Just a lawyer, I'm not.
Oh, you're a lawyer. Shouldn't you have been one of the super villains?
Oh!
It would be
interesting.
Right,
now he's in the shark pit in that.
I'm going to use my... we're still solo, right? Yeah, I'm still solo.
If you want to be, sure.
So solo, blind justice is a D8.
Okay.
Weapon is a D6. I'm using enhanced reflexes at a D8. Combat expert at a D8.
Yep.
And then, I'll take two of my D8 using focus under my hypersensors to bring them to 10.
Nice.
So, I've got 2D10, a D8, and 2D6.
Okay.
And I got a 1.
Alright. Would you like a clock point?
Yeah, and let's see. I'm going to say... 12 with a D6 that I convert to D8 because of the grapple effect.
Okay.
So it's 12 with a D8.
Okay, and you want that plot point for the D1?
Yeah.
For the one? Okay. So I'm going to go over and step up another die.
Does he get to choose where you get that possible?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know.
Yeah. And you can refuse if you like. Okay, so he gets to roll his result, or his reaction to that. He's going to use, he has a mastermind. He's going to use that. He has superhuman speed, very convenient. And he is a combat expert, so he will roll a d8 for that. So, see what he manages. Alright, that's going to be a 13 with a 10 effect, it doesn't matter the reaction. So he made it to dodge out of the way of that billy club coming up. And there's a sailing path. Alright, so who goes next? Has everyone gone?
I haven't.
Wolverine got in his sort of flash.
Are we still in the first round?
Yeah, we're still in the first round.
Gotcha.
So, do you want Colossus to go or a bad guy?
I'll let Colossus go. And before I end, just to point out the fact that I do a very daredevil-y thing without actually being daredevil.
Yes.
So, I just want everyone to be aware of that.
Fair enough.
Not that I have anything riding on.
Right.
Are there any large chunks of the wall structure around?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So I take the largest chunk of the wall, and I say to Count Nefaria, Count Chocula, you are about to gain some crunch.
Paul.
Sorry. Oh. All right, so, I took a wall, Steve. I guess I'm still just Buddy, because I'm with Wolvie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so CA. I'll use Quick to Anger as D8.
Okay.
Now, am I allowed to burn a PowerPoint to use two? Well, never mind. Yeah, Godlike Strength I'll use. Mm. And Combat Expert.
Okay.
And that's just probably it.
And the answer to that is you can burn a plot point to basically get an extra D10 power set.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
good.
Okay. Wait, why just the D10?
That's what you get for burning a power point for an extra die on a power set.
Oh, okay. One die less than normal or something?
No, one extra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Alright, so, let me do this.
Sure.
So, 7...
Sure. While you're doing that, one thing to point out is that Electro is unconscious. So if you guys want to do anything with him, he's laying there.
Alright, well, I'm going to go out and put one up in
the phone. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to use my 7 and 5.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll use my
D12 as a threat. Nice. Alright, let's see if he manages to get there. Alright, I managed a 12, which I believe is not enough.
Well, I got 12 here. I got 12.
I forget what happens in a tie. Let's see here. Rolling dice.
I'm assuming the defender might
support. Let me just see. Roll dice. Say final total. Reaction to pair totals. It doesn't say on there. So 1 second while I check.
Yeah,
I'll check this. Yeah. That's what I'm assuming. Actual, the opponent's reaction total must be greater than the action total. So if it's high, you succeed.
I go to the original.
Yep.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah. And that's on reaction
roll 3.
Correct.
And that would be a
D12
threat
on him?
Nice.
Is that always the case, or can he try to resist all he has the potential?
If he had a power that let him do that, he could, but he does not.
Okay.
So, Count Nefaria is already at a D12 physical, I'm assuming?
Right. Now, if, just for example's sake,
mm-hmm.
if I had wanted to extend a plot point
mm-hmm.
to add effect, to that,
yep.
would that have just been a separate effect, and you would just go from most effect to least effect, and it would just die it up, or what? How, you know?
So you can spend your power points in a bunch of different ways. One way is to basically let you take one of the other dice you rolled you haven't used and use that as another effect die, in which case that just goes on there. So if that's a D6, you can step up that extra D12 and basically push it over.
Basically, you step it up, right?
Yeah, you step it up.
And on his marking, on his sheet or whatever, let's say mm-hmm. he's a player,
yeah.
He would just upside, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So step it up,
all right. Yeah. Do you want to do that?
Oh, no. Well, okay. I mean, it's too late. No, I just, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to that. Well, maybe
we can
go back to that.
Not in that sense. Gotcha. So his physical stress is at a D12. And now it's the bad guy's turn.
Oh, before
yes.
I have to get involved here, but
mm-hmm.
I went into action as Daredevil without my mask.
Okay.
That would be, is that worth 3 points for my out in the open milestone?
Let me just look at that real quick. I believe so. Yes, that's 3 XP.
Now, just a quick question about my milestone also.
Yeah.
I was trying to get the heroes to kind of assemble into a team.
Mm-hmm.
Did the heroes kind of take that option, or for the most part?
Not yet.
Okay.
We'll find out as we go around. Colossus, were you responding to Captain America in there, or were you just using your reaction to the situation that was unfolding?
Just the situation.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you're not part of the team yet.
Gotcha.
But maybe as we go through it.
Yeah, because at that point I was just using anger.
Yeah. Yeah. Okie doke. So Count Nefaria is going to point at everyone and go, for that you will die. And he's going to release an energy blast on everyone, which he can actually do. And this is where I need lots of dice. So I'm going to use Energy Blast a bunch of different times. There are 5 of you, so I'm going to need a lot of D8s. I don't know if I have that many D8s.
I created the password for Get Your Hair just in case.
Okay, cool. I happen to have that many D8s for now. He is buddied up. He is also destructive, but he's going to use that at a D4. Well, no, he's going to use that full. So, grab my other... No, I'm going to get myself a prop out of that one. So, there. Got the energy blast, and we're going to use combat expert, which of course is another D8. So we pull out another D8. I have it here. There it is. All right. It's kind of hard to read, but okay. I got 2 1s. So does anyone want to spend a plot point to get an extra die later?
I will.
Okay, go for it. That's 1 taken. Anyone else?
Cap will do that too.
Okay. done.
Is that a push die of a D6?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
I think it's a D8.
Let me see here. Sending PowerPoint to yourself, sending this thing, use effect dice. We'll check out, I'll check out in a second. Meanwhile, that's going to be a, you all get to, we'll get to roll a reaction. So that's going to be a 16. That you're trying to avoid. And you, it'll do D8 damage, whatever. And I'm going to say that, I get to choose, I don't know if I'm going to roll for that. Who did not get hit? Daredevil did not get hit. The others have to roll reaction.
And you just
build
your reaction with, like,
your attack, right? Correct. You've got to use stuff that's sort of more reactionary.
Okay, so we do get to use our affiliations as well,
correct? Correct, if they apply. So he's basically unleashing this energy blast on all of you.
The Ferris is magical, right?
Yes.
So I'll use my mystic expert.
Excellent.
Why don't we just,
everybody just got rolled? Yeah, go ahead. Everyone can just roll at once.
That's
fine. I got a 9. Okay. And the effect die will have no effect, so don't worry about that.
Well, I mean, I can burn a plot point and use my invulnerable, but...
True.
But that isn't physical. That would be physical stress.
Yes, it would.
I rolled a 1 on my D6.
Ooh. Would you like a plot point for that?
Yes, since I just gave you one, but I did roll an 18 on my other two.
Ooh, nice. All right. So, you get a plot point, I get an extra doom die.
Okay.
All right,
so, wait a
minute.
That actually, why did you say I wasn't
ready? Because you're reacting. There's no effect on the action.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're saying I don't have to
affect
that.
No. I just mean you can take one, but it won't do anything.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So you did then D8 physical stress,
correct?
Correct. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and extend a plot point to get rid of that.
All right. You have that ability.
No, I do.
Okay. Brian, where are you with that?
Not sure.
Yeah. Assemble your dice and roll.
Well, I already rolled.
Do any two of them add up to 16 or more? Or more than 16?
No.
Then, yeah. It's hit for D8 for no damage.
Okay.
By the way, the activating the watcher's opportunities is on page 12 of the rulebook.
Thank you.
All right, now.
And don't forget, guys, you get to step it up by 1 for every 5 that your total is beat the reaction roll total and stuff. That's something I wasn't even thinking about.
Oh, thank you. I forgot about that.
Ooh. Well, I use my SFX then.
Yeah. There we go. Yes, you can activate that opportunity off of my dice for either a D8 push die or a stunned D10. Nice. Or you can step up an asset. Okay, we'll get that. There's another thing to point out. If you want to use that effect die to create an environmental effect of some kind, you can do that instead of doing the damage. That basically gives it, that basically creates an extra die that other folks can add into their roll.
If they have half a pool, you
do that. Right. So you can create, you know, debris scattered around that someone else could use to, you know, throw debris at people or whatever. So, let's see here. So, Brian took damage. Joe, did you take damage?
18, I think I
survived. Oh, yeah. You're good. Jonathan, how about Pat? Yeah. Jonathan?
Alright, I'm up now.
No, did you take damage?
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to roll a reaction. I'm sorry.
Yes, you do.
Alright, so let's do a D6 here.
And
same distinction.
And Peter, you got your stuff?
Yeah, you had originally given me D8, but then you had beaten me by at least 5, so we're actually up 10, right?
Yep, correct.
Right, so that would have been a D12.
D10, yep.
But I used a plot point to use actually my special effect, so it's invulnerable.
Gotcha.
So
okay, cool.
Unless it was electromagnetic.
Yeah, nope.
Alright, just to let you know, I'm going to roll a D6 solo, lead by example D8, enhanced reflexes D8, godlike durability D12 for using my skill to try to deflect blast debris,
cool,
or whatever from the blast, and then I'll use acrobatic expert for a specialty, if I can do that. Can I enact a specialty right now?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so go ahead and roll that up. Okay, I rolled a 1. All right. I'll set that to the side.
Yeah.
All right. I got a 15 for my total, and my effect is going to be a D12.
Okay, won't matter. I hit you for D8 damage, physical damage.
All right,
so that is Count Nefaria. Now the living laser has his attack. And he's a show-off. He's going to go ahead and do his laser thing. He's really a straightforward guy.
Is he the sidekick?
He's a sidekick, yes. And he has that.
Yeah,
it is a. Mm-hmm.
Can you just turn your shield, the shield backwards to use as a parabolic?
That'd be cool.
That's a parakeet.
All right, so I've got here. What dice? Alright, that's going to be a 13. I guess he can only hit one of you. He's a little worried about Cap. He's going to attack Cap America with a 13.
Alright, I'll go ahead and roll a reaction there.
Yep.
Once again, I'll go with enhanced reflexes for another D8 there.
Yep.
Godlike durability for my shield.
Mm-hmm.
And acrobatic effort D8.
Okay. Oh, I almost forgot. That one that was rolled before. Do you want to plot point for that one?
Sure.
Okay.
And the plot point that I took for the opportunity that the watcher rolled, can I use that on a reaction?
I believe so, yeah.
And that would be, what, like an extra D10, or?
Yes.
All right, I'll go ahead and use that on my reaction roll here. I don't want to be stressed right now.
Okay.
All right.
So you just need to beat a 13.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty easy to beat. 7, 14.
Okay, you're good.
Yeah, I beat it. Okay.
No problem. All right. So he sort of blasts at you. Are you using a shield to defend?
Yeah.
Okay, so it just bounces off the shield. Alright, you are hearing various sort of panic sounds from inside the raft. You're hearing blasts and screams and yells and machine gun fire and just all sorts of chaos coming from inside the raft. And so we're going to go back around. I now get to decide who goes next. And I think we're going to go for Wolverine.
Brent, on the laser attack, I did roll a 15.
Oh, okay.
You got mine.
Okay, gotcha. So, yes, you did get hit on that one then. D8
has 15 was a hit?
Yes.
So I am moving which one?
D8, yeah, you now have D8 physical damage. And Wolverine's up.
Is the fairy on the raft or floating?
He is floating above the raft.
Like how far?
Probably 20 feet. But you have, let me see here. I mean, I'm thinking Wolverine could probably make that jump.
Okay. All right, I got my bloody die. I've got samurai die.
Mm-hmm.
Enhanced strength.
Okay.
I'm gonna use my claws. I'm gonna go berserk.
Okay.
Let me pull a die from the doom pool.
Ooh.
Step up the doom die by +1. So is that step up the size?
Yes.
Okay.
You want a D8 or a D6?
I'm going to take a D8.
All right. You got it? Whoa! What the... Brother! Die.
Got a 18.
Ooh.
I think it's my high roll. And I'm going to do... Alright, so it doesn't matter what I get on the next die, which I use for the effect.
It will because you're attacking.
It will?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll take the D7, or excuse me, the D8, which I got a 7 on.
Okay.
And I'll use that as my effect.
Okay. So, remind me...
Alright, I got an 18 on my attack.
18 attack, alright.
And a 7 on stress trauma. I'm gonna make that.
What's the die?
It's a D8.
D8, okay. Gotcha. Alright, so you're attacking.
Nefarious.
Nefarious. Very good. Alright.
Take jumps and half wipe.
Excellent.
And try to bat him out of the sky with the
claw. Alright, he's going to. Actually, I'm going to.
He made me mad, by
Do you want a cool catchphrase there?
Sure.
Go for it.
Oh, I don't know the comments well enough.
I've got hop. Yeah, there we go. He has superhuman speed. He's gonna try to dodge out of your way, and he's gonna use his combat expertise. All right, so.
I got the girls to smoke.
I rolled a 1. Would anyone like to take advantage of that?
I'll take advantage of it.
Alright.
Does that mean I get like a second attack?
You'll be able to trade this in for a D10, an extra D10.
So you give them back to the Doom Call, don't you?
I don't think so.
No,
it's a
corrupt
opportunity.
No,
because it's a hero that shouldn't go to Doom Pool.
Yeah.
I don't know, but if you take advantage
of it, let me just check. There is a clock. I think you have to spend a clock point.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that. Wrong spot.
So this is basically the same commodity as the watchers do to you, right?
If you spend a clock point on your pool, you can add a D8 stunt die or your power set or specialty, or make it a D10 if it's an opportunity from the watcher's roll.
Okay, there we go.
It's time to say we are still here.
see here. Yes, so you can basically, you have to spend a plot point, and you will get an extra D8 on your dice pool, or you can use a stunt at D10. So you can extra D10 on your next roll, next dice pool. Right. So do you want to do that?
If somebody else doesn't want to do it, I'll do it.
So it's only open to one player?
Correct.
I thought it was only open to the acting player. Okay, alright.
Nope.
Or the person being active.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I thought it was only the I don't know if it was acting upon the group, yeah. I don't know. I thought it was related to the person interacting.
Interesting.
I might be wrong.
Well,
that's kind of how I took it on my reading in the book, because the way they made it sound is like you're taking advantage of something special to happen in the environment or something.
Gotcha.
Players
okay.
Taking advantage of something.
Cool. All right. Well then, Wolverine would get the choice anyway. So.
Okay.
All right. You spend a plot point and you get that. You'll be able to do that later on if you like.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Oh, dang it. What did I just do? I just grabbed this up. Let me re-roll that and pull the dice out again. That was the D10 that I rolled a 1 on. So I got a total of 7 against your roll. So no. Which means that'll step up your damage. Is it, for every 5? Wow. Then that's gonna be a D12.
Yeah.
Nice. So you just like slice right through him. He's got a deep. In fact, he already has some damage, doesn't he? Yeah, physical stress D12. He's out. He's down. He goes flying. Curse you! As he goes down. So who's next, Brian?
Nefarious down.
Say what?
Did you say Nefaria went down?
Yes. Nefaria went down.
Okay, good.
I'm gonna call my buddy Colossus back.
Alright.
I am here for you.
Colossus, take care of the laser dude.
Okay, in reaction to my last down. Son of a beast that hurt. Okay.
Nice. Nefaria is currently falling down to unconsciousness, basically at your feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so white laser boy is the only
one. Yep.
Okay, is there, out of all this debris and stuff, is there any reflective surface or anything to that effect?
Sure, you bet. There's, windows are shattered, so there's, reflective, window pieces on the ground, things like that.
Okay, can I say that I used his attack, did he attack somebody already?
Living Laser, he attacked Captain America, but it bounced off Captain Shield.
Alright, got one. Okay, I'll just take a large debris and throw it at him.
Hey Colossus, do you want to do a tag team and I'll drop you on top of them?
Sure. Be able to do that out of blue like that? Yeah. I don't know if you can. Can you do that effect?
I can teleport one passenger. So I should be able to grab you and teleport you up above them.
Okay.
Yes, I'd be a support action. I guess not an attack action.
Okay, that's fine. And then I'll just use God's strength to crush him like a beer bottle.
Nice.
Okay with you, Brad?
Great. Fine with me. That sounds great.
Okay.
Now, when I do a support, do my dice go to help him? Does he get his dice off of that, or I forget how that works?
I forget how that works myself.
Only if you
support action?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
During an action scene?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Let's see. Let me find this.
They can support action against the Doom Pool. So I'll get to roll my Doom dice to see if that succeeds.
Okay.
But... Okay, let me just look it up. Um...
What kind of a support action is it?
Well, I am dropping Colossus on top of, Laser Boy, so. So, all I'm doing is a delivery mechanism, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Helping him do an attack, so.
If your sole action is something other zero, that's called a support action. I will roll the Doom Pool of opposition to your action.
Okay.
And success produces an asset. You'll be able to create an extra, you know, thing happening in the scene if you succeed.
Right, that's what I thought. So the asset is a dice action for a hand that you can use.
Basically,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You can't turn on.
You could say you teleported a large boulder with me or something, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Alright,
so...
Right,
go ahead and roll this puppy up. What was that effect? What would that dice be that he gave him?
Roll first.
Yeah.
Alright. So I'm going to use the one dice I've already bought off you.
Okay.
At the ball point.
Alright.
I'm going to use my... This is a buddy, so it's a D8 for me for buddy.
Yep.
I'm doing something else with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be using teleport, so that's another D8. I'm going to, mystic expert, so I can know exactly where the problem is, D6.
Yep.
So those are my guys.
Of course, during this, I say, magic point, why you cut Colossus up?
Okay, so on my D10, I rolled a 10.
Nice!
I have, 6 on the, D8, so, oh wait, no, I'm going to use the 7, so I've got 17.
17.
And I'm going to use a 6. On my other D8 as the, whatever that's called.
Effect die?
And then I had a 4 left over.
Okay, so what's your, result? The number?
17.
17. Alright, I gotta beat a 17 with my Doom Pool, which I don't think is possible. I know it's not possible. Nope. No success there.
Okay.
Alright, so you gotta... go ahead.
So what dice do I give him because of that then?
The effect die.
The effect die?
Yes.
Which was, is a
D8. The D8, alright. So, actually, you can use that D8 basically to create a, it's basically something that is sitting out there in the scene that he can use. And the advantage of that is that other folks can tag that and use it if they want as well.
Yeah, we'll say we teleported a board with a boulder with me or something like that.
That works?
Alright, so I get that D8, and I get the buddy, I'm assuming.
Yep.
I was actually going to use Quick to Anger as a D4, saying I'm so angry.
Yeah.
And I say, oh, God, I'm going to
go. Good.
For a plot point.
Okay.
So the boulder, you got the parabolic disc off the, the satellite array.
Nice! Reflective surface. That's great.
I caught him first, and then I tried him. Like Frank Fleta. Or whatever the hell they use here.
Kraut. Sauerkraut.
Rasha?
No.
Okay.
What's it called?
Sure.
Whatever the
fish is. I see. He lost. I don't know what that's for me.
Hey, did make him both.
Squeeze him like a goat.
So does Russia goat squeeze you?
I got D8 for he gave what he gave me. D8 for buddy. I use a D4 to get a plot point. I'm going to use godlike strength to do annihilate the thunder. And combat expert with D8. So now I gotta figure something out here.
Oh, actually, he got so far above me, bump that effect die up one level. So instead of a D8, it's D10.
Okay. Well, you don't have to declare which one you're going to be the effect for.
No.
Okay, so I'm going to do... I got a 7, a 6, a 4 on my D4, a 2 on my D12, on the effect.
Yep.
And then a D8, on that last D8, I got a 3.
So, okay.
Okay. Again, 13 as well as the D12.
Okay, you have a 13 with the D12 effect. Alright, so the living laser will respond with. He's going to, he is no longer a buddy. And he's really kind of confused, so he's going to use his show-off ability to kind of fly away from you, but he's not doing very well at that. But fortunately, that's at a D12. And, but he doesn't really have a plan now. So, okay. But I get an extra Doom die out of that, because he's really not thinking very well. And...
We gotta knock down a damn Google.
All right. And, oh! All right, I'm not able to avoid it, unfortunately, but that's a 10, so decent. So that's gonna give me...
I think we'll knock down the Doom pool if I beat everybody.
There's a D12 physical damage on Laser Boy, the living laser. So go ahead and describe that. I want to see what that looks like.
I guess I take the, as I go out, I go, oh, here I come. I take the, parabolic, wait, you gave me a parabolic mirror kind of thing, right?
Yep.
Give me the parabolic, yeah, the, reflector set, disc, what you say.
I put you back into the ground. Where you came from.
Nice. Yeah, he goes down and he just slams into, actually, he's gonna slam into, like, the landing deck, around the raft where Captain America and the others are. So he just, bam!
Back.
Yeah.
He will not be back.
But he's still there.
Nice. He's hurting.
So he is definitely there. Oh! Yeah, I'm not gonna get that. So yeah, he sees that, but like, you know, the ground is cracked beneath him. He's like,
So just a quick question. They can operate on D12 stress, right? If they go beyond any step beyond that third gun.
Correct.
Okay.
I'll also point out, if you have stress, you can add that die to your dice pool if you want, but you then have to step up the stress by one level once you're done.
Right. Good point. That's a good point. I completely forgot about that.
Very good point. Wow, actually, that's pretty significant.
That would be useful. Let me just check out something real quick. Yeah, but it says it's like it's well, you can see what you're trying to do. Okay, stress die may be added into the opposition's dice pool when it would affect your ability to succeed in what you're trying to do.
Right, so a physical act.
Yeah.
Physical, right? You can't just do that. But isn't there another way that you could change the type of stress as well?
Yes, I can send a Doom die. Or you can spend a cost point to swap out stress to a different track.
Which could be quite interesting.
Yeah.
It's
possible.
Oh, you know what? I could have done that on my physical stress. I should have shifted it to, like, emotional or
something.
I tried. This is so destroying me.
Well, no worries. You'll have plenty of opportunity. Cost is done. Who's next? Okay.
All right. Once again, Captain America looks at the other heroes and says, this looks like a full-scale breakout. We really need to cooperate as a team. And maybe XP. with that, Cap will jump into action and attack with his shield again.
Okay.
Trying to take out Laser Boy here. So I guess that's a D6 solo still.
Yep.
I don't think I could use. Well, yeah, I would use my weapon 8.
Hmm.
And Combat Master D10.
Yep.
And we'll roll that up here.
And feel free to use that physical stress.
Okay, yeah, and he has how much physical stress?
He's 12.
Oh, 12.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll add that in. All right, I'll hold on to my plot points for now, because I think this
okay.
is
going to ruin. Yeah.
Alright, I got a 14
Ooh.
For my effort and a D12 effect.
Okay. I might be able to avoid that, but I'm not counting on it.
Michael would arrive.
13!
I just heard Amazon's now saying April.
Ah, really?
Really?
Yeah, I canceled my book.
I did mine right through the Margaret White store, so I guess they're saying it should come out. I guess the other should next week.
Yeah.
Dan told me that they were, they sent out a bunch from the warehouse, so.
Oh!
They should be arriving somewhere before long.
Hmm. Well, and you know, Amazon occasionally gets glitches in the system, so
true.
That could be one of those things.
I figured I'd stick with the PDF. If I like this and find people play it, I'll buy one of the hardback event books that has everything in it.
Yeah. I'm also curious to see what other stuff they come out with.
Civil War looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, I might just spend more money on those than on the core.
I personally can't wait for Annihilation also because I'm a fan of Silver Surfer and I have cosmic stats.
So Cap just beats him into the ground. and Lang Laser falls unconscious, and I think actually at that point I'm going to I need to take a quick biological break. So can we come back in about 10 minutes?
Yes, that sounds good.
Cool.
Alright,
and then for some quick music. Very soft.
This game's kind of rules light. It's just, there's so many options. That's what makes it a little tricky.
Yeah, everything is centered around one mechanic, which is. Has its disadvantages.
If you use plot points or anything to have two effect dice, and let's say the two effect dice are the same,
yeah,
that just step up the effect die by one. So if they get 2d10, so does it step it up to 12 then, or
you can do that, or you can create other. I forget the name for them. Other
effects.
You create other assets.
Oh, assets.
Or complications. The complication is basically an asset on someone. So, you know, a complication might be wrapped around a telephone pole.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
Wrapping iron around somebody's hand.
Yeah.
Or...
yeah.
So it kind of sits out there for a while until they free themselves of that.
Is the only time a complication occurs?
I think so.
Use that to create assets and complications.
Multiple complications, they just all apply.
Right, I'm just kind of saying, like, instead of giving them stress, you could, in effect, if you set a plot point, they give them two complications, a D12 and a D4, you could push them over the edge and make them help
with. Yeah, that'd be like Spider-Man whipping a guy up to a lamppost.
Right.
And then the guy can't move.
Right, I'm just kind of saying, you know, Howard
game in life.
Yeah.
That could be a pretty... That's been my only concern out of the duels, is that there's probably some hidden combinations here that...
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Like, in other words, you might want to just limit, like, a complication to a D12, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or to make it another dice, you know, instead of the same help.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about complication, too, is, like, another level of stress. Or if it just...
Yeah.
So if somebody's got stress working already, you can use the stress die. And then, if there's a complication applied, you can use that.
Another die.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's like two different stress stats, almost.
Yep.
This is kind of... Oh, okay. I would almost think that you would want to hamper that down a little bit by saying that you had this. It might be better, and it might even be the case that you can only...
Let me see here.
It would be interesting that if the first effect type could only be physical, mental, or whatever, and then you had to spend power points to do the extra effect, and that extra effect could be the asset or something. In other words, if I read it again, I'm just going to
do it. Yeah, go ahead.
I'll read on that later.
The one twist there is the complications never inflict trauma. So you can
read
this. Yeah.
They
can end the conflict, but not necessarily make the person go away forever.
Right.
You could also use it to say give somebody a D12 complication. And then if you're trying to inflict trauma, you know, you could have a D12 in your study pool that you can always use as your effect die to cause damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's something like
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay.
Are we all back and ready to go? I would if my computer would respond. Hello. Computer not happy. There we go. Alright. By the way, how much more time do you guys have? Fair enough. Okay. No worries. I think I will go with that one. That'd be kind of interesting, actually. That would be fun. Okay. There's him, and there's the other guy. Probably want to go over here and not do that.
Okay. Alright. So I think what we'll do now is move to a transition scene, let you guys kind of get more information and recover and so forth from any from stress you might have. As these guys are kind of knocked out, the power is still out on the raft, everything's still dark. There are a couple of SHIELD agents who were coming out to escort Daredevil inside, and there were, let's see here, what else, and with them actually would have been Hellion. So they basically weren't able to react in time to what was going on here. They're kind of low-level sentry-type folks. But they're certainly, you know, around and kind of picking themselves back up. Or you guys can go actually into the facility and try to find someone who actually knows what the hell is going on.
Is there still a gaping hole?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay, is there enough, shall we close this hole up?
Yeah, real quick, I got kicked so I didn't hear the beginning.
Oh, sorry, we're going to do a recovery scene, quick recovery scene. You know, the villains are on the ground. There are a couple of SHIELD agents around who are coming out to escort Daredevil in.
Okay, I think I got the rest of it.
Yeah.
Since I'm working for SHIELD right now,
yep,
as a contractor,
mm-hmm,
I probably know where emergency backup cells that would handle these types of supervillains.
Yep.
Going to be teleporting them, you know, popping in and out with them, putting them back to my SHIELD outfit.
So, interesting thing about that, there are absolutely, basically, there are various power plants and power cells and so forth very deep down in the raft. However, you do know that if they were functioning properly, they would have kicked in. And they have not.
Okay, so I teleport to get a can of spray foam insulation to seal up Electra.
Very good. Yes, no
probably
problem there.
One of those emergency gun things that shoots up the giant blob of foam.
Kind absolutely
of like Demolition Man. I find the comic does that.
Yes, you bet. So you're able to spray him down, which is not an issue. Do you want to bring him back to consciousness?
No, I don't care about that. He's someone else's problem. I just have to make sure that he's getting away. The Sturiel, since I'm an expert in magic, would I be able to do any, maybe a roll on that one to...
To do what?
I'm sure he can't cast any more magic.
You certainly can. You can tell because he's unconscious, he's not going to be able to do anything. You won't have
any... know if he's hand gestures, vocal,
gotcha.
Concentration.
Yeah, go ahead and do a roll.
Okay. So I only get my one, do I get my solo and my, and probably mystic, so.
Yep.
And then an 8 for my, distinction.
Yep.
Okay, so. I got a 1 on my D6, if you want that. But I got a 16, because I got a 10 on the D10 and a 6 on my 8.
Very nice. Would you like a plot point for that 1?
I will give you more Doom Pool, and I'll take a plot point, yes.
Excellent. Alright, I'm going to
story.
Pump up a Doom die to D10. You're obviously a little too small. Alright. So, just for the record, if folks are watching, I currently have 4 Doom dice at D6, 1 at D8, and 1 at D10. Okay. Count Nefaria, his abilities are basically entirely internal and kinetic, superhuman durability and strength, things like that, flight, speed. He has his energy blast attack. But basically everything he does is internal to him, so he can't really control anybody or anything like that.
I thought Cap was a magical, and I was trying to what his trigger is. Usually there's a trigger something. Like, I have to be able to see.
Let me see here. Not that I see here, actually.
Okay. So, I take his sock off, shove it in his throat, take some duct tape, wrap it around his head so he can't see it. What's going on? Bind him up as best I can.
Cool.
Oh, that does all of it. Get some salt, put a salt circle around him. A little garlic.
Good. No problems there. Anyone else?
Alright, during this transition scene, I want to try to recover some of this physical trauma.
Okay.
Stress, I should say. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have any kind of a healing ability where they can heal another?
I think my psychic expert can help that. I can help mental.
Well, can I go ahead and spend a plot point and I'll convert the stress to mental?
Absolutely, and because this is a transition scene, you automatically back up all stress by one.
Yep. So right now I'll be sitting at a D6 in mental stress.
Okay. For role-playing purposes, how does that work?
I do have covert. Does that give me any medical?
I don't think so, no.
I would say for my mental stress,
I'm sure.
I was a little frustrated at the breakout and my inability to assemble a team to take care of the situation quickly.
It makes sense. Well, this might be your opportunity right now.
Alright, so at this point, Captain America is giving like a George Washington speech to everybody, like, you know, the importance of teamwork and we all need to work together as a team if we're to feed back this breakout. It's going to take all of us working as a cohesive unit, or if we just run around, you know, willy-nilly, we're going to fail. We need to work together and pull our resources to beat back the enemy.
Both of the field agents are, like, nodding vigorously.
And damn it, we're Americans. I mean, it was impossible for the most part.
what do you expect me to do? I'm a guy in a suit. I can't even see what I'm doing.
just hold on to my shield and I'll lead the way.
So I'm going to take you out of the fight now.
I'll gladly stand back and watch you guys beat everybody down.
I say, okay, Cupcake, whenever the seminar is over, we'll continue with the fighting the bad guys.
Well, I will say this. I'm going to offer I know something about crime and criminals, you know, being a lawyer and all. I'm going to suggest that I know how these guys think, and I want them. I can help us come up with a plan of attack. So I'm going to spend a plot point to create a resource connected to my crime master.
Excellent.
And so I got a solo. I'll use blown justice. I don't need any of the power there. Crime Master would be 10. Alright, so I got 14 with a D10 attack.
Okay. I'm just reminding myself of how these things would work. So,
let's see, on my little guide I have here, it says that their scene links, expertise, stunt, resources last till end of next action scene, possible one plot point in a transition. They can also be creating an action scene for one plot point, or when an opportunity is activated, resource die equals the expertise at minus one step, and only the hero who created them may use them.
Okay. So, you got it. You got that effect die. Do you have
a skill hole on that?
Say what?
Do I roll against the Doom Pool on that, or does it just...
I don't see it saying so. Let me just check here real quick.
It does mention it's like a stunt.
Yeah. Let's see here. Let me see my notes.
I wish I had
that
book.
You always dice pool against, or against the Doom Pool. Yes, I do get a Doom Pool roll against that to see if you succeed or not. Alright. Thanks for reminding me. So we will do our D6s, D10 and a D8. No effect die, just a straight roll to see if I can be. Was that a 14 you said?
14, yeah.
Okay. So, 14, which is, nope, I don't.
Okay.
Cool. So that resource is out there, the plan of attack. Cool. Anything else you guys want to do at this point?
Does anybody else still need to recover? I can probably give you a PowerPoint.
Well, somebody said that they had, they could recover mental damage. Is that right? Mental fire?
Psych expert. Can't you tell?
Psych me up. I have a D6 mental.
I'm going to calm. Okay.
Go off.
Yes, I shall use my psych expertise and my ironclad loyalty.
Very good.
And I'm assuming right now, are we a team yet? Just Captain America is now.
Well, let me ask you that. Does anyone want to be part of a team?
I work for S.H.I.E.L.D.
Together we do more damage.
If we are to succeed, we must work together as a team. It's our best chance.
Okay,
I'll act as much as I can with you guys, but I'm at a disadvantage, obviously.
I'm Captain America. I got this.
Well, officers, these guys wear a different sort of type than we do.
The woman's kindness.
Neil Pipe and Wolverine. Are we going with the movie was in leather or in yellow?
Leather.
No matter what he wears, he looks like half.
I don't know who invited the lawyer, but
I'm assuming I need a lawyer.
I hand the lawyer a dollar so he's on retainer so he can't sell anything I did.
There we go.
I rolled a number 13 to help him.
Alright.
Start rubbing his temple.
13. That is a success. And actually, I rolled a 1. Would anyone like to, or would you like to grab that?
I shall grab it.
Okie doke.
Take his threat. I put it in myself. Well, not quite, but.
So that'll be putting, that'll knock me down a step.
Yes, yes.
So I get a plot point.
You spend a plot point, and you can, get an extra, die on your next attack. D10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, did we get experience on for people to have grabbed a prisoner since we have two of them secured?
Yes.
I guess we should pick up Laser Boy too.
Yeah.
Are we considered a team now, fighting kids?
Hey, Boop.
I just got a call for Nick Fury saying I should follow Captain America so we can find on the team.
It's about time, Nick.
Well, they want to know what's taking you so long.
Well, being quite soothing, I'm also menace. So I could be menace expert and try to extract more information from Laser Boy. Or
you bet. You want to slap him to consciousness?
I slap him into reality.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, don't hurt me.
Slap him back to his mother.
Ah, ah, big Russian guy. Ah.
I want to help.
Oh, don't worry.
Alright, I rolled a 6.
Well, I'm gonna miss. I could grab from the Doom Pool, but I have a D4 total.
Nothing else applies on this one. He just has nothing to go. I guess I could call him a crime expert because he's used to being quiet on things. So just for the fun of it, I'll add that one in. He's used to resisting arrest. Three. Yeah, no.
I crushed his will.
And in fact, one of those is a one.
I shall take advantage of his cracked egg will.
All right.
So I got two D10s on my
next. All right, yep, and pull down one of your plot points.
Oh, wait, I don't have a
plot point. Oh, yeah, that's not a lot. Okay. Then I still only rolled a two. Which means you can actually inflict two emotional, basically a two extra levels of emotional stress if you want. Okay. What was your effect die?
My effect die was just a D8.
Okay, so he'd already have the D12 emotional stress.
He's like crying.
I'll tell you anything.
He has
holocaust
level. Yes,
he does. Big shiny Russian man. Get away from me.
What is it? You are my new friend.
No! What do you want to know?
Oh, what are you doing? Who sent you here? If he's conscious enough to answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mandrill sent me, just sent me to hit Thrax, that's all.
To hit Thrax? What?
Thrax? Thrax! Yeah, Thrax! Where we are right now, this, here, don't hit me. You're off. You're right.
you take pronunciation classes like you learn better English.
Okay, whatever. Sure, fine.
You do that right away.
Okay.
Can I see if he's lying?
Yes.
Using my radar sense?
Yes.
Like I do?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Using solo?
Mm-hmm.
D10,
Blindness
D8, Superhuman Senses
D10, and Crime Master
D10. Okay. I got one.
All right.
And I got 14 with a
D8. Okay. Would you like a popcorn?
Sure.
All right. Add my extra die. Which I'm very glad. I thought I did that one. I'm sorry, this isn't Doom Pool. It's against him, so. Ten. How much did you roll?
14.
14, yeah. Alright, so, no extra stress. But he's telling the truth. Absolutely. And you can tell he's going to tell the truth throughout this entire thing.
So I'm my human lie detector thing is not pinging at all.
Correct. Colossus, anything else?
Who do you look for here? Anyone in particular?
No, he didn't tell me anything. Just take out the glass. Didn't tell me, really, honestly, seriously, just the rat.
Hit him again,
Colossus.
Big metal Russian man. I think he wanted to get all those guys out of, he wanted to get all of the, everyone out, chaos, while he did whatever the hell he wants to do. I don't know.
Where is he now?
I don't know! He just told me to hit the rat! Don't hit me!
You take us to him?
I don't know what it is! Don't hit me!
He doesn't know anything.
I assume he got into the rat somehow. If he wanted me to blow a hole in the rat, presumably he wants to, you know, he wants something in there. Or someone.
Where's Waldo?
Yeah. Pretty much.
So I suggest we follow the hole that he's created in the raft and figure out who he's looking for.
Pretty much. Now, you all have heard of this Mandrill character. He has a mutant power to basically enslave other people, especially women. So he's a fun character.
That power.
Yeah. He's gone up against the Avengers and Spider-Man before. And he actually staged a prison break out of his own before, before being locked up in the raft. But since escaped again. So he is out there somewhere, as far as you know. Actually, no, I'm sorry. I read my notes wrong. He is currently locked up in the raft.
Since I'm working for S.H.I.E.L.D., do I know where his cell would be so I can go check and see if he's still there?
Yes, you do. He is on the one of the lowest levels of the raft. I would not teleport down there alone.
Who wants to go for a ride?
I'll go with him.
Castle Bones here.
I can take one.
Stay behind me, Cupcake.
I don't know how to feel about it.
We are a team.
I mean, I only know
one. I get my one XP.
Sorry, we're talking over each other, so I can take one person with me, or we go down together.
Let's go together. Let's stay as a team.
Personal role playing never for the lawyer on your team. I motioned to one of the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. Take Mr. Murdoch to a safe location because he said there was a couple out there.
Give it up, the phone boy. We know who you are. I've seen Ben Affleck in the movie. Come on.
Well, that's Ben Affleck. I don't want him in the scene.
I'm back to sort of larger level stuff. I would suggest you go down as a team.
Okay.
I agree.
That way I can kill you all in one blow.
All right. So Captain America will lead by example and lead into the hole.
Okay. That works.
Double quick points.
I
am denying that I'm Daredevil.
Correct.
So out in the open milestone.
Good. All right.
And then I joined the team in spite of that.
Mm-hmm.
That was 10.
Let me see. I think so. Yeah, very good. All right. Well done. So let me know what the unlockables are at this point. See here. What are your milestones?
Mine are out in the open and find the sentry or liberate the sentry.
Okay. Good. Then that will actually unlock once you find the sentry. But you now know a couple of things sort of unlocking your mind and you remember some things you've been hearing back and forth about various people in the raft, and you're pretty damn sure that the guy you're looking for is being held on the lowest sub-basement of the raft. You also know that he's being kept there by his own request.
All right, let's find this guy.
Whoa. All right. So you guys head into the giant gaping hole in the raft, and you start heading down.
And as you go down, we're going to have this one.
I put on my shield issues night vision goggles.
Good, good. We're going to use... Tell you what I would like you to do. I am going to... No, we'll just go that way. So you guys are heading down into the raft. It is a scene of chaos. There are folks all around. There are even, there are minor villains that you guys are sort of slamming, you know, back and forth. You're not even worrying about, that kind of riffraff. So folks are kind of going flying, but, you know, there's just holes in the wall and stuff bent out, and it's absolute craziness. So you guys start descending down, and you get down about halfway down into the lower levels of the raft. And one thing that I could ask, are you guys bringing along the shield agents?
No, they have to stay with the three we had, I thought. How many shield agents did we have?
There were two outside.
Isn't one taking Mr. Murdoch to a safe place, and the other one's watching the prisoner?
Mr. Murdoch's with you, right?
Are you still Mr. Murdoch, or are you going to become Daredevil at some point?
I'm still in the suit.
Okay. Which suit? okay. So, do you want to tag along?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I know how these guys think. I mean, I might as well be along. I could probably point somebody in the right direction.
Okay. So to speak. All right, fine.
Well, I guess I'm, like, teleporting him from level to level whenever the hard place set for the blast. You can't see well to walk.
That work.
I'm going to remind him of the old joke about what do you call 100 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean? A good start.
An old joke. An old guy.
So as you guys dive deeper, you come to an area that's half flooded with water. A couple of the mains have broken, and it's just flooding this area. And you start hearing weird sounds and weird screams from up ahead. There's just something kind of going nuts ahead of you in this very slimy area. Anything you guys want to do?
Yeah, we'll be prepping for it.
Of course. So you guys round the corner.
Before we round the corner?
Yes.
I'd like to teleport ahead and turn into one of the drones. And turn into one of the drone prisoners.
So okay.
I know it's in this level.
Okay. You can...
Got ahead.
So we'll have you turn
so
in...
the crocodile guy.
Okay. Fair enough. You see, basically in a large open space that's covered in water dripping down, all sorts of stuff. Gah, 1 second. You see a couple of, no wonder it's a problem. You see a couple of guards being torn apart by whipping tentacles. So they're coming out of the darkness and just pulling them to shreds in front of you.
And it looks like that I'd be able to save one if I popped in and popped out at all, or is it?
Too late.
Are they already dead?
Yeah, they're gone.
Are we rolling sanity at this point? We just saw people shredded?
No. You're kind of expecting that at this point.
Okay.
You take D10 mental strip.
I'm going to run in and start chopping on tentacles.
Okay. Okay, so...
I'm looking into the shadows, by the way, while everyone's distracted.
Okay, cool. So you guys can kind of head in as a dive. In fact, I think we will start with Hellions, and he teleported in first. So what do you do?
Um... So I see a tentacle coming out of the darkness, but I can't see what it is.
Correct.
Do I have any idea what we're dealing with at all?
You can certainly roll to try to find out.
So,
that would be your action, though.
That's fine.
Okay.
So my team is D6. We're on a team now.
Yep.
D8 for, always looking for the next big thing. This is obviously
yeah.
big. And how about, D6 for mystical experts? I'm trying to see if this is like some magical thing or something,
sure.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I've got an 11 with a 4 for my,
Okay. You're knowledgeable enough to know that you're betting that you're going up against Carnage. Carnage is basically a,
symbiote.
Yeah, he's a symbiote. Tentacle, nasty stuff. Very bad alien type creature that just sort of feeds off of intelligent people.
He's the other one that hangs out with Venom, isn't he? Carnage is Venom, is red.
Yeah, Carnage is the red guy.
So I tell everyone that I believe we are dealing with Carnage in front of us. I knew the pro working area's down there, I guess, so I pray mm-hmm. so they know what they're fighting.
Yep.
And that's my turn, and I get to head off to someone next.
Yep. Who's next?
Wolverine.
All right.
Spider-Man with us?
Nope.
Oh, okay. For a minute, I thought we had Spider-Man. Okay.
Nope.
I looked like Spider-Man for a couple minutes there.
Yeah.
With cheesy one-liners and all.
All right, I'm pulling a D8 for team. I'm throwing in a D4 so that I can gain a power point.
Okay.
So that's on the best risk that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling in... Enhanced Strength, D8.
Okay.
Adamantium Claws, a 10.
Cool.
And Combat Master, a 10.
Alright.
And then I got a 6 for Fearsome.
Yeah.
D6 and step up the effect die by 1.
Cool.
Now, to do a special effect, do I have to spend a PowerPoint?
I don't
Only
think...
if it says in the description.
Yeah.
Okay. Some of them require some, though.
Yeah.
Okay, it does.
Alright, you're good.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Alright, I got a 12.
Alright.
And then effect die, I've got a D8.
Alright.
I got a 6 on that.
Okay. I'm going to grab 2D6 from Doom Pool. Actually, no, I'm not. I take that back. I'm going to grab 1d6 from the Doom Pool of my reaction. Alright, no one. Oh! So that's not enough to beat you. Alright. So, D8 physical stress. On
the tentacle guy.
Carnage takes some stress. All right, very good. Good solid begin to the combat. Who goes next? Up to you, Brian.
Let's have the cupcake go next. Captain America
to you. Alright. Cap is going to ricochet his shield off the wall.
Okay.
I'll try to use a special effect to try to step up my damage.
Alright.
Alright, so we're in a team now, so that'll be a D10 this time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at my best in a team. Alright, let's do a D10. create distinction. create weapon. Combat Master D10.
Alright.
And we'll roll this up here. Okay, now, according to Ricochet, it says I have to remove the highest rolling die.
Ah, okay.
So I guess that's the one that has the highest number on it.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so it'd be an 8.
Let's see here.
It says remove the highest rolling die and add an additional die to your total.
Yeah.
So if I remove the highest rolling die, that's an 8.
Okay.
But then it says I get to add a die to my total. How does that work exactly?
So I think you add a different die to your total. So you now have basically 3 different dice you can add up for your result.
Okay, so I took 1 die out, but I get to add another die?
Correct.
Okay. And how do I know what type it'll be? Like, equal to the dice that I took out?
One of the dice you roll.
Yeah. So I get to add it essentially twice?
No. So if you rolled 4 dice, you discarded 1. You'll add 2 together. Basically,
step up the other one.
The other one will be your the other die. You'll have a D4 for your effect. You're going to do it that way.
Okay. So I have a. Let's see if I got a 13. Effort, and it'll be a D12 total, because I'm going to step that up.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So, I'm sorry, say that again? I didn't write that down.
That was a 13 effort.
Okay.
And a D12 effect.
D12.
Excellent.
Alright, let me see if I can beat that. That is a 9. Not gonna happen. Alright. 9! Very good. So that is going to push it up to D12. What kind of is that a physical attack? So that's going to be, yep, so he's now at D12 physical. Ah! Dang it. Hang out.
Back.
Yeah, sorry. If I go into notes and hit backspace, sometimes that makes it kill the entire session. Which is not fun.
Oh. Alright, and I'll pass the baton to Colossus.
Okay.
I take it. Okay, can you explain what's in front of me now? I kind of dropped out there for a little bit.
Okay, you're in a large room with several tentacles, large red tentacles whipping about, and the bodies of 2 guards that have been ripped apart at your feet.
Do I see with the red tentacles or a hat turn?
No. The tentacles go off into the darkness. You can fire an arrow at the darkness if you'd like. Sorry, D&D joke.
Yeah, Clausen, but I know your English isn't good, but that he did say tentacles. plural as in goat. let's see, what shall I do?
Actually, I am going to spend a die from the Doom Pool to interrupt.
Okay.
And if this will let me do that, doesn't really want to. There we go. Spend that die. Delete it. And because leaping into the scene, because you guys don't have enough things to deal with. Is a really, I think I'm going to do, yeah. Oh yeah, he's ridiculous. I'll use him. So basically, a bunch of pipes sort of bend out and then burst into the room as this guy in this ridiculous, like, blue suit with a silver cape
flies in. It is Graviton.
Oh, gosh.
Who has control over gravimetric forces. To give you an idea of that, he actually, like, he can, like, grab chunks of land and throw them into the sky. Yeah. And he's just a mess. And so...
That's a big deal. Yeah, I was watching the Avengers cartoon, actually.
Oh!
Pack, getting in the mood for this game, and, like, he gravitated, like, an entire city. I was like, wow.
Yeah! So he comes in and says, ah, excellent! More victims for my power! And he's going to go after all of you all at once. And so he gets a D8 for that, a D8 for being an insane genius.
Is he targeting all of us, or is he just exploding?
He has an area attack, target multiple opponents. Using.
Can we interrupt him with PP?
Nope.
Okay.
Sorry. And so he's going to basically cause, like, just large chunks of things to fly at you, basically. Because he's that kind of a guy. And... Didn't think I'd need this many D12. Let's see here. This may be a case for... I have enough. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep. And those don't really apply. So, actually, yes, that does apply. So we will add a D6. Alright. And just because I'm feeling like it, I'm going to pull in a D10 from the Doom Pool. Alright. See here. Alright. That's gonna be a 20. There is a 1. And because I'm attacking all of you, anyone can take it.
I'll take it.
Alright. Send a plot point for that.
I'll take it as a stunt.
Okay. Alright. Okie doke. You'll all have to roll against these. So, reactions from all of you.
I have 2
ones. Oh no! I will take both of them if you'll take 2 plot points.
That gives me 4 plot points, yeah.
Okay. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I take that back. There's a rule on that. If you roll multiple ones, I get to take all of them for 1 plot point.
Okay, so I get 3.
Correct. So I'm going to make that actually just going to keep it at D8.
Okay, on my reaction, I just rolled a 1.
Okay, you want a plot point?
Sure.
Okay.
Alright, well, I rolled a
1. Alright, 1 plot point?
Yep.
Okay.
And I got a 14.
Check
that,
doesn't matter. Yep. Yeah. So, who's that about the 14?
Yeah.
Alright, so that is going to deal... that's going to deal D10 damage.
Okay, so I got a 12 and a D10 effect.
Alright, then that is going to deal, a D12 damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we didn't say what damage was added. I only rolled a 9.
Okay, then that's going to deal a total of, a D12.
I'm going to set a plot point to move that into emotional damage if that's possible.
Sure.
And I was already at D6, so that takes me past Delta.
Nope, that takes it to D12.
I had,
okay.
I rolled 15.
Okay. Then, that's going to give you just a D12.
I had used my D4 from Quick to Anger again.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a plot point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use my... If I didn't get damage, I was going to use somebody else. But I'm going to use my invulnerable.
Okay. Okay.
That's gone.
Who's left?
I'm left.
Okay.
It's like a 19.
Ooh, close.
See my high 2.
Alright. And you take a D12 physical set. Anyone else left? Alright.
If I was already at a 6, it just takes me to 12.
Correct. Alright. So, there we go. So we're back to Colossus. So, Peter, go for it.
Okay. All right. Is there a table or anything? I'm gonna throw something towards the.
There are pieces of pipe lying all over the place. Large metal pipe.
Hey, Brent.
Yes.
Brent, I've got a healing factor.
Okay.
I spend the plot point to recover physical stress.
Okay.
Set back trauma by 1.
Okay.
I'm
gonna
go ahead and do that.
We'll wait for your turn to do that.
Just wait.
Yeah.
I need 10 for ironclad loyalty.
Yeah.
Godlike strength.
Who are you attacking, by the way?
I'm attacking Batman Godot.
Graviton? Okay.
Yeah. I bat him in the head.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled a 1.
Okay. You want a plot point?
Yes, I certainly do.
Okay.
Excellent.
I am now converting a Doom die to D12. Everyone gets an extra XP. So 1 XP for each person.
I rolled 17 on my
attack. Ooh, okay.
Using a
D10 set. All right, let's see what I can do against that. So we've got those. He has enhanced stamina. I think applies there. And but he doesn't really have any other specialties that allow him to do that. But for the fun, I'm gonna grab a D8 out of the Doom pool. See what I can do there. Alright. D1!
Go! Oh, I'm going to, take both of them.
Alright. Send 2 plot points, get those dice. And that's a 14, so not enough. So that is a D10 physical, I assume?
D10 physical, correct.
All right.
Let's see. I could, can I use a plot point to add an effect?
Yes.
Okay, I will do that. So now I'm down, back down to 2 power of that plot point, and I get a D8 addition. So I guess that just hangs up to D12.
Okay.
On 10,
right? Oh, so you're increasing his stress?
Right.
Okay. See here. 1 second.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even... What was his stress?
D10. D10 physical.
It was that prior to my attack?
No.
Okay, all right.
He had no stress prior to your attack.
All right, well... him now. Okay.
Sounds good. All right. I am going to... I believe I can spend a doom die to swap stress. I don't really see it here. And I could die to those totals, and set die, I can set X. It doesn't say I can. So I'm going to assume I cannot. Interesting. Okay. Okay, beat him into submission. Alright, so Colossus is up. Who's next? Are you done?
Let's go over the Daredevil in the room.
Yes.
Yes, go for it.
Alright, firing out of nowhere, a line is going to hit a low-hanging pipe.
Okay.
And Daredevil's going to come flying into the room.
Nice.
Or flying out from the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Into another piece of darkness, wherever Carnage might be.
Okay, yep. You can tell.
So he's going to be 2d6. I'm going to take a d4 from Man Without Fear so I get a plot point.
Okay.
And then swing line for a d6.
Okay.
And as he swings around, he's going to rebound it and sort of, so he's going to try to kick at him as he's swinging, and then so when the club retracts, smack Carnage with it.
Okay.
Excellent. Use enhanced reach license, and spend a plot point to get superhuman sensors involved with the radar sense.
Okay.
And then acrobatic master is my specialty.
All right.
No one.
Okay.
And I have. Remove my high school and die. Add another die to my story. So, D10.
Wow. Excellent. Let's see what I got. Oh! 2-1.
Nice.
Do you want to take advantage of those? Do you have a plot point?
I do. I mean, I don't know if I...
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I want to turn that into something.
Either way, that is going to be enough physical stress to knock Carnage back, and Carnage is going to squeal and slither away into the sewers, basically.
Quick question.
Yes.
Right there, basically didn't have an effect die, so that makes it a default D4, is that right?
Sorry?
When you were rolling right there, it looked like you didn't have an effect die left because you rolled 2-1.
It was a reaction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got
it. Yeah.
And I am going to spend a plot point to take the D10 stunt using the shadows.
Okay, cool.
So I'm still in darkness. But...
Yep. That works. Okay, so Daredevil certainly made his dramatic appearance. Who goes next?
Oh, is Wolverine gone yet?
Don't think so.
All right, we'll say Wolverine then.
Okay.
I was second up in the original sensor.
Right.
But if he's gone, then are we back to the top again?
Well, let's see here.
Wasn't the Magic Man first?
Yeah, and now that Carnage is gone, he can't go. Yeah, back up to the top.
Okay, so if he picks me, then I can go.
Yep.
Alright, I had an extra D10 that I didn't use last time that I've gotten from you.
Okay.
Can I use that?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm not bad. Forget how that works, but it sounds good to me.
Okay.
I think those dice are supposed to go into your next roll for future.
I think that would have been my first roll when we got down.
Yeah, the two. Hold. Yeah.
Alright, so we pull it back up?
No, that's fine. You can use it.
Okay. Alright, I'm gonna go into Berserk. I'm gonna borrow a die from the Doom Pool.
Okay.
And I get to step it up by one. So can I take it? I guess I can take a D6 and turn it into a 12, or I mean into an 8.
Yep.
Okay.
You want the bigger die, so use the D10. Yep.
What's that? You mean the higher D number? Bigger in terms of how many size the die is. Yeah. Okay. So the D10.
Okay. 17. You guys are rolling really well. Man. 17, 18, and a 17 in the last three rolls. Okay. So Graviton will be able to respond by being solo and vain. And using his enhanced stamina, as well as, he doesn't really have anything else he can add to that.
Right. Do you need to know what type of die the 2-1s were on?
No. Do you want your plot points for those?
Sure.
Okay. So that will give me, I'm going to make a D10 out of that. A D8, rather.
But again, it's just one plot point, right?
Correct, yeah. Thank you. And in fact, on this one, I think I'm gonna grab the D12 that I converted recently. And there we go. And we roll. I'm gonna beat that 17. On dice. Ah! Two ones.
He's called the camera down just a little bit more.
Oops, sorry.
All right. There. Oh, I see a one there.
So 2-1s. Do you want to activate those opportunities?
Yeah.
Okay. Spend a few plot points.
Okay.
And I rolled exactly a 17. Ugh. So your hit still gets in.
Okay, so if I spend 2 plot points, then do I get 2 more attacks?
No, you get 2 more D10s basically on your next attack.
On my next, okay.
Yeah. For your next roll. As stunt, yeah. Cool. All right. So that was a D10.
You can step a push or stun the next roll. You can increase
asset by one step, you can create a resource or activate it, and that's a direct terminal. Go ahead.
And I want to use one of my plot points to lower my physical stress.
Okay.
So I'm going to be down to a D10.
All right, sounds good. And actually, that hit knocks Graviton out. So however you want to narrate that, you go for it.
Well, he's got his field around. I hit that with my claws, and it bounces, but in his direction, and then it slams it up against the wall.
Nice. Cool.
Now, did you just step down your stress with a plot point, Wolverine?
Yes.
Yeah, that goes away. It goes away. Totally.
Oh, does it? Nice.
Yeah, because it treats your stamina die as the effect die, and you automatically succeed. You don't have to roll against Doom Pool.
Cool.
So, if the effect die is higher than the stress level, then it just goes away completely.
Oh, okay, nice. So whatever you roll and that effect die actually has an effect. Cool.
Okay, I guess I don't understand.
So what did you have to roll to heal, basically, is what I didn't understand.
Oh, you have to roll the heal?
Power?
I had to spend a plot point.
Yeah.
Is that one of your powers?
It's a special effect.
There you go.
Okay, then...
Okay,
in that case it doesn't go away, unfortunately.
Yeah, it just says it sets the trauma down by one.
Okay.
So I go from a 12 to a 10.
Right, but you recover threat.
Right.
Oh.
But only by a negative one.
No, that's just for trauma. When you recover stress, you use your die size as your stamina die as the effect die.
Well, but he's using a special effect that explicitly says to just drop it down by one die level.
Yeah, it's part of a power.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm actually, it's in the rule book on page 28, something like that, I think.
Okay.
You can spend a plot point to eliminate the physical threat immediately. Because you compare the stamina die to physical stress.
But
you
didn't.
The greater physical stress.
This is without having to roll, though.
Right.
So if he wants to roll to do that, he certainly can. But that would be an action.
Yeah, I just did that as an extra. You see in the movie that after doing an attack or getting hit, Wolverine just heals.
Yeah, you've got a healing factor, and I have an effect.
Yeah.
So he's playing a PowerPoint, and he can do it any time.
Yeah, even though you still attack. What you're talking about is you would have to skip an attack and just roll to recover.
Actually, I'm reading right now. You're absolutely right. The rules just say even if you're activating the effect, special effect, that applies, that you would just kill the die.
Huh.
That's true even if you're using the effect. So yeah, so you're all that stress goes away.
Okay.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I don't quite get that exactly. So basically you use your effect die as it heals the damage that you took, the stress that you took?
Yeah, you use your stamina die as the effect die, as if you had rolled for it.
What is the stamina die? I'm not quite catching what the
stamina. Wolverine has godlike stamina in his power set.
Oh, okay.
So, he uses the stamina die, which is a D12, as the effect die. If the effect die is higher than the stress level just goes away.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty powerful.
It's basically
I think if it's less, it gets stepped down by one.
Yeah. So saying, you know, if he takes up to D8 stress, he can just dismiss it for the plot point.
You would have to really, actually, we'll
him. Yeah.
Miss any trauma whatsoever.
Yeah.
Oh, no, any stress.
Any stress. Pretty much.
Right, yeah, trauma is going to step down.
Yeah. Which is why you need to...
That doesn't even cost a plot point. I mean, that makes him really hard to take down.
Yeah. Which is Wolverine. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly the point. You know, you need to have someone hit him, you know, three times in a row and just knock him to pieces.
We're just stressing out emotionally.
True.
Oh, I see. I missed the word and.
Mm.
So, a plot point to recover your physical stress, and set back your physical trauma by one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty cool. All right, so Graviton's down. Very good. All right. So you guys continue down, I'm assuming.
Yep.
And taking out your minor villains along the way. Until you come down to a very low set of cells, where Daredevil, you hear some talking in the distance. You'd be the first one to hear it. It's basically some kind of conversation between people. Someone's trying to convince something of somebody of something, and it's not working so far.
Well, actually, as things calmed down
from
the previous fight,
mm-hmm.
I sort of remained in the shadows the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever they see me after a fight's over, I'm just basically stumbling around in the dark in a business suit.
Okay. That work?
Like, hey, what's going on here? Well, blind man running around the place.
Okay. Well,
I'll listen to you.
All right. Well, even so, Matt Murdock hears that before anyone else.
Okay. So there's an argument going on. Is that the?
Yes, in some cell block. Like, you know, 100 yards away.
Okay.
And there doesn't need to be anyone else down here. They've all made their escape. But there's, for some reason, there's some people still left behind having an argument.
Okay. I'm gonna attempt to, or I'm gonna make it look like I'm attempting to skulk off into the shadows again.
Okay.
But I'm stumbling around, so everybody can see and hear me moving around, and they just kind of, you know, oh, something's over this way, and, you know, maybe they'll follow me, like, so that I don't hurt myself.
Okay, so you're kind of leading them in that direction?
Yeah.
Okay. As you're stumbling around, you guys can very vaguely hear something in the distance. Maybe be conversations, certainly voices. Anyone want to do anything?
I'll use my covert expertise to sneak instead of teleporting.
Okay.
Throw that in there.
Okay. So you're getting you're moving sort of into the darkness, and you hear a conversation between two people, and it's basically, let me pull up this that here. So you hear a low voice saying, "You've seen what they've done to you. They're not to be trusted. Just come with us. Just come with us. There's so much you could do outside of here." Of course, Matt's hearing this as well. And someone else is replying to simply, "No. No. You don't understand. No. My place is here."
Since I was working for S.H.I.E.L.D., do I have any idea who is this far down?
Yes, you do. You know that down here are, at the very least, that's weird, were basically some of the more dangerous villains out there. One of them is Mandrill. The other is this kind of odd person who you only know from his name. You don't even know what his villain name is. You just know him as Bob Reynolds.
Okay. So it's Mandrill or Bob. Do I know Mandrill's voice? Do I know if he's one of the ones talking?
Yes, and you know that the Mandrill is the one trying to convince the other person.
Okay.
But you've never heard Bob Reynolds speak.
Right. Okay, so I know Mandrill.
Oh, no, not Bob Reynolds.
He's with corporate.
He's got special aluminum powers.
So what is it you do here? That's his power.
What would you say you do here? What would you think if we put four people right under you?
I'm going to slither back to the team until Captain the Mandrill's trying to commit someone else. I don't know who's breaking out to play the team.
Mm.
Alright. And with that, the captain will... The captain will...
A little more excitedly now.
Push everyone forward and try to investigate.
Okay. Sorry, Seamus, what's the other day?
Stumbling still in the darkness, but a little more aggressively so.
Okay. You guys continue forward. You all can basically hear this now. And it's just kind of continuing on. It's just, you know, Mandrill is trying to convince this guy to come out, and he just refuses.
Let's go ahead and walk in on this conversation.
Who first?
Cap will lead the charge.
Okay. Cap walks in, coming down the walk. Apparently, they're so engrossed in the conversation that they don't really hear anything. In fact, you hear the more quiet voice say, "We have company." And you walk into this rather grimy, dingy cell, and there is this man with very long hair who just sort of slumped over in a corner. And you see what is can only be described as a monkey man, with a cape, of course, who's kind of sitting opposite him and turns in surprise as you all walk in.
And he has cigarettes everywhere.
Alright,
Hotel
JoJo, man, that's bad news. We're
talking, yeah. What are you doing here?
Hey, you monkey boy.
I can't believe you are here. If you aren't here, you want to go over there. Because you aren't here, I am about to attack you, because I am Hotel JoJo.
Do I have, a chance of trying to recognize the long-haired person in the cell?
Let me see here.
Or could I just ask my skilled teammate?
You remember this person from your dream. You've been having these weird sort of half dreams, half memories of this guy that fought with you. But like upon waking, you don't remember him anymore. And you just know that he was called the Sentry in your dream.
And that would be, you're talking to Captain America?
Yes.
Okay. I'll kind of look at him and I'll put my hands to my head for a minute, like I'm thinking, and I'll look at him and I'll be like, are you the one known as the Sentry?
He steps up and looks at you and says, you remember. That's not good.
That's really not good.
I'll kind of look at him with a puzzled look and say, I don't know how. But for some reason, I remember you.
Shit. Do any of the rest of you remember me? Good.
That's how I remember you.
I'm on scene right now.
I remember you as an old foe.
I will remember you after I kill you.
Okay, that's the wrong Colossus there. That's the Gumminator version.
That falls under my milestones of old friends, old enemies.
That work? So, Monkey Boy stands up and says, how did you get in here? I posted guards. I'll be having words with him.
We left Gravis out in a little pile on the floor.
Alright. One second. You will all get a reaction roll here in a minute. as he steps forward and says to Captain America, Mandrill, here. Actually, I'm going to grab a couple of Doom dice.
No.
Grab that D8. Hack will get the main reaction here. I thought he could do it to multiple people, but he can't. So, let's see here. I rolled a 1. Cap, if you'd like to grab that, okay?
I'll take that.
That's going to be a 13. In effect, I have 8. So go ahead and roll your reaction against that.
Okay, and to take the 1, that just gives me a die, right?
Spend a plot point and get a die.
Alright, so I'll take me to 0 plot points now.
Okay.
And that die will be either just a push or...
Or a spike.
Or like a stunted D10.
Yep.
I don't think that's going to help me right now. Alright, for reaction speed, D10.
Apologies, I should explain what you're reacting to, shouldn't I? he steps towards Captain America and says, "Don't worry, this isn't a problem, isn't it? You can just leave right now." And you feel yourself sort of, you feel your mind getting all tingly. So this is going to be a mental attack.
Alright, looking at my power sets, I don't think durability, stamina,
or
their strength will help. I don't have anything in my powers that really helps with that.
You're a jock, not really.
How about psychic?
Yes.
And I'll go ahead and add that extra die.
Okay, yep.
I'm going to need help with this roll.
Okay.
So I'll just add the D6 since I don't really have a stunt. I don't think that I can
get it. Okay, yeah.
All right, roll this up. Oh, I rolled pretty good this time.
No effect, just result.
Alright, I'm going to go, that'll be a 13 for the total and a D10 on the effect.
Alright, that is not enough to get past me. So that is a D8 emotional stress. And
okay. That puts me out.
Ah, okay. Basically, what he's doing is he's trying to convince you to let them go. Just, you know, walk away.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, you know what we're going to do, because I think this makes sense for his power. Instead of just taking you out...
Well, actually, let me ask you this question. Sure. Before I interrupt.
Go ahead.
I took that D12 emotional stress in one of the last fights. Are
yep.
we in a new action scene now?
We are in a new action scene, yes.
So that would have stepped down to a D10 then, right?
Because
it goes back at the beginning of the action scene.
I thought it went back in the beginning of a transition scene. Not an action scene.
I just read that. Let's see. Recovery.
Stressing out.
At the start of each transition scene, each stress type is minus
yeah.
1 step.
Yeah, so, nope.
Okay.
So instead of taking you, out, you are now agreeing with whatever he says.
Alright.
So, he is, he basically says, you all can just leave right now.
Alright, so I'm turning around and basically reiterating that to the rest of the group.
Then. Mm-hmm. And how do the rest of you react to that?
I get a D10 instead of a D6 because I just want solo.
What does Hellion think of all this?
Hellion thinks the captive's lost his mind.
Mm.
I'm going to teleport immediately behind Mandrill and clock him on the side of the head.
Okay. That works. All right, go ahead and roll your action.
So I have a 10 for my, and I have 2 twos, so I have a 2 for my, effectiveness, whatever you call it.
Wait, a 2? That doesn't make sense.
I have 2 twos.
But the effective roll is the die size.
Okay. Okay, that was an 8. D8.
Okay, D8, and you, the result is, what was the number? You rolled the 10. Okay. Mandrill will counter with his monkey-featured ability to dodge that, and his monkey reflexes, and his business expertise really isn't going to help very much here.
Of course, when I appeared, I turned into Gorilla Grodd.
Ah, nice.
Oh, wait, wrong universe.
And I'm going to add a doom die to that, just for fun. Okay. So, time to roll, see what we got. Where is that? What do we got? I rolled a 1.
I got that.
Alright. Die. But I also rolled an 11 for the result. So I know the die.
I give you a plot point for that, but I get the dice now, right?
Correct. Actually, no, yes. I'm sorry. But I managed to dodge out of the way of your blow. However, that does begin a combat sequence. So, who goes next?
Colossus, since I thought he had some Cyclops training there.
Alright. What does Colossus do?
You know, I let's see. Well, I guess I'll use my... This is the next combat round, right? This is my reaction, right?
Correct, this is a combat round.
Okay, alright. I'm going to kind of charge him with my head in front.
Nice. While you're doing that, Matt recognizes this as the person he's looking for. So Matt Murdock is like, okay, this is the dude. And he's pretty, and, you know, you're pretty sure that if you start talking to him, you'll be able to, you know, have a fruitful conversation. You know, you're pretty sure this guy is on your side.
Alright, let's see what happens here.
Alright.
Actually, using a D4 to gain the plot point.
Okay.
Ooh, nice. Alright, so, I use my 4. I got a 4 on my 4, but I'm going to use that.
Wow.
Alright,
I certainly cannot beat that, but I, you know, you may get to really nuke me on this one, so we'll see how much you get to push it over the top. Oh! I roll 1. Alright. And the rest of it is an 8, so that is... Ooh, you get to push that up. That's going to be a D12.
Nice.
Physical damage against Mr. Mandrill.
So that's, by taking that, opportunity, I got a D10 stuck to the next action, is that
right? Yes. Sending that plot point.
Alright, I'm back down to 0.
Alright, who's next?
Oh, who hasn't gone?
Well, really, it's only been Hellion and you so far.
Okay. Harry, man, you go. Wolverine.
All right. I got my extra dice from last time. I got a team dice.
Nice.
Master of Samurai. I'm going to throw in my godlike stamina. And Berserk. Adamantium Claws and Combat Master.
Oh, and actually, I had converted one of my master die into 2d8.
Okay. Yep.
The combat master. Okay, that looks like I got a 16.
Alright.
And then I've got a D12.
Ooh.
That I'm going to use. And it has a 7 on it, so.
Alright. Then I will use everything I got on that reaction roll. Pull out one of my Doom dice. Alright, and here we got. That's a 13 plus a 1. I'm going to grab that 1. Not that it'll matter much. But anyway, that 13 is going to knock him out. And that does it. Alright, the mandrel is down thanks to Wolverine's adamantium claws.
Okay, and then I gain 3 XP when I either aid an ally in a buddy situation or deal trauma.
That would be trauma.
Oh, deal trauma to an old sub.
Is Mandrel an old sub?
I declared him an old sub.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Good. Alright, so you guys took down Mandel with a kind of a 1-2 punch, or 1-2-3 punch, I suppose. Took him down, and the shaggy old man, or sort of middle-aged man, looks up at you all and says, "More of this. Can we all just move beyond this? Can't we all just get along?"
Matt Murdock, who's been stumbling around this whole time, suddenly becomes very direct.
Okay.
You know, just his strategy changes and Bob Reynolds, Matt Murdock, legal counsel. My car. It's in red.
He takes it. Why would I need legal counsel?
I've been looking for you, actually.
Ah, shit.
I'm very emotional right now.
You remember me. You remember me too.
Lawyer, this lawyer seems to think he's kind of a big deal.
Well, if at least two people are remembering me, then this definitely something needs to happen. Can I trust all of you?
You have a
lawyer. I'm a lawyer, of course. You're
No, we're just wandering around in here. We really don't care.
Well, it's a Marvel comic book. Folks have got it monologue for a while. No matter who's in the room. He sighs and says, "I'm the sentry."
No.
I was involved in any number of very significant events in the past. And I've worked alongside most of you, but you probably don't remember that because of certain things I did. And they were so terrible. I sent myself into exile. I erased myself from the world and brought myself down here. Because I do not deserve to be out there. I am too powerful. I am too much for this world. As was proved time and again. But unfortunately, the shields and the blocks that I created are wearing down. And if you all are trying to remember me, then that means the villains that I fought against are remembering me as well. And so this is just going to get worse and worse. and we're going to have to find some way of dealing with it. Congratulations.
Is this a transmission scene, by the way?
Yes, it is.
Alright.
And in fact, that is the climax and the ending of that bit of the storyline. Have you guys have found the center? Okay. So well done, everyone. Congratulations. You fought your way past all the bad guys and found your quarry.
How much XP was that worth for the people that had the century one?
I believe 10.
Nice.
Yeah. Let me just check that.
One for the introduction.
Let me see here. One if you say hi to him. Three if you convince him to act. And 10 if you convince him to rejoin society. Which you haven't done, but fair enough.
So, when I went over and talked to him, is that worth 1 XP?
Yes.
Okay, that puts me at 13.
Nice! So what do you guys think of the system?
I'm at 17.
Nice. Wow.
System was good. I think the problem was we didn't do enough teamwork.
Mm.
Is what makes the superhero game different than almost any other game is that teamwork piece of it.
Yeah.
The fast pass ball and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I scored 24.
Wow.
Wolverine's not about being on a team. he is buddies with Colossus, though.
True.
But he's not a team player.
Yeah, I think we could have used assets and complications more.
Yeah.
But that was. I'm just kind of think of areas that we weren't taking too much opportunity with.
Yeah, I could have been creating more team
to pretty quick, so.
Yeah. I realize now that especially for a team this size, you really need like 4 or 5 villains to make it a significant challenge.
Yeah, I think I missed something. I had something here. There's a limit where it says heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
On a magnetic attack or while swimming, change any weapon X program power into a complication and gain a plot point. So. Would that have been when Graviton was attacking?
Actually, that's a good point. It probably would have been.
Because
yeah.
It looks
yeah.
like
yeah.
that's gravity, not magnetism, right?
Well,
that's
good. Yeah. Although,
if you were going up against Magneto, maybe.
Yeah. Although, you weren't swimming. I mean, there was water, but you weren't swimming. So that wouldn't have triggered either.
Right, this is on a magnetic attack. So, yeah. So I didn't know if the gravitational thing was magnetic.
Let me see here. I don't think so. But that's a good point. The one difficulty that I found is that they're not that specific about powers like that. You know, they don't say this is a gravitic power. They'll just say, you know, laser blast. Like, okay, I guess that's energy. Like gargoyle. Yeah, force blast. Yeah.
It's like damage work, you can really be taken down pretty quickly if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Right. I was trying to get someone to rebuke me for using violence. But
nobody cares.
Everybody's on board.
Gotta love it.
It's been up to Captain America to tell you to knock it off.
Right. Cool. What was your favorite part of the session?
My favorite part was probably when I got to knock a couple of people out. That's all good.
I like a Daredevil as a almost a ghost.
Yeah, that was interesting.
You know, where Matt Murdock is stumbling around blind, not letting people know that he's actually Daredevil, and then Daredevil shows up out of nowhere, kicks some ass, and then disappears.
Yeah, that was cool.
I like the ability to pick up a lot of dice and bring it on today.
Mm-hmm.
I and it brings a little bit of strategy. One of the things I learned tonight is I kind of screwed myself a couple of times by going for a higher effect die and then messing myself on my total, basically.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of times I should have went for a higher total and not so much of an effect.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of strategy there, and I like, you know, once I get comfortable with the system, I get used to doing assets and complications and things like that. When I get a little bit more experience in an adult, like if I get into a campaign or something,
yeah,
I really see that there's a lot of creativity to do this system to mimic comic book action. I think it'll be really cool.
Yeah.
I had so many things that were D8 and D10 that I kind of was able to pick and choose what I wanted for my effect die.
Nice.
Yeah,
one drawback I'm realizing of the system is it seems to be the kind of system that you almost, like, you can't exercise in one session. You know, it takes a while to get used to all these different moving parts that surround the that central mechanic. So it just there's a lot to really grok in terms of all of the consequences of what you can or can't do at any given time.
Right. When I first got the PDF and started reading it, I was completely lost at first. I really was having trouble wrapping my head around it. At first, I thought I was going to absolutely hate this game. After I had a certain part in the book, it started to really start to click a little bit more. And it plays relatively fast, as long as you've got a decent grasp on the moving parts, I guess.
Yeah. I have to admit, I actually like this more than Savage Worlds, even though Savage Worlds is also kind of a, you know, grabbing different dice and rolling them. For some reason, this makes a little more logical sense to me.
And I like how you have different options for building your dice pool on your characters.
Yeah.
You can go about it a couple different ways, you know, there's options.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it forces you to make narrative sense of your choices.
Right.
Yeah, you know. If I'm going to be strong this time, or acrobatic, or overall.
Exactly.
And honestly, coming from DC Adventures, Eminem's 3rd edition, I was a really big fan of having benchmarks and knowing like which character's strongest and which character does this well, and blah, 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 blah. That granularity. I didn't think I would like this strong of a narrative approach to Super, but honestly, the way the dice pools work, it kind of represents the characters how they are in the comics enough to where it doesn't really bother me.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you get to have a look at that,
I'm actually impressed at how much, you know, it definitely has that narrative focus, but then it adds a lot of crunch to it.
Yeah.
It's really satisfying.
Yeah, I think at times that we were kind of fudging a little bit on the distinctions.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
Well, even the book, though, if you read about distinctions in the book, like I remember, even the book kind of makes it sound like you're always going to add a distinction.
There's
never really a time you're not going to add one. So I mean, you kind of have to stretch it a little bit, you know, lead by example, Sentinel of Liberty, whatever. You just really need to have a distinction in there. The biggest thing is just determining if you want to get a plot point for a D4 or just grabbing a D8, really.
Yeah. Agreed.
Right, but yeah, I kind of, at least the decision between the two, I think should be made at an appropriate time, you know, otherwise it's quite obvious that this guy's alcoholism or this guy's the others would take effect, you know, and then I would hope that the watcher would be like, nah, I can't like
that is one thing. That's one thing I would like to have seen more of, is more idea of, okay, what does this distinction look like when it's being used at a disadvantage?
Right.
There are things on here where I was like, okay, insane genius. Insecure. I don't know how I would, you know, kind of funky.
Right, I think you have to really think about it. And I think that certain characters, those distinctions might not be as usable as others, and I think that might be on purpose.
Agreed.
Right? Because you have, like, maybe somebody who's not as combat oriented that has distinctions that they have a better use for.
Exactly.
Right? So I think, like, for Colossus, some of these, I was hesitant to use it at the time because I just didn't think it, is really fit the situation. You should really, I think, as the watcher, before you play, have the people pick the character and really discuss, maybe even change with them. Hey,
yeah.
This is the truth, and I think you should deal with this and this, or just, you know, a quick touch base and that's that.
Gotcha.
And causes is just very powerful. there's only so many things I can do with a joke as a Russian farm boy.
The specialties, my understanding, we could use those specialties any time, right?
Yes, unless you're calling it a resource, and then it gets more specific for that.
Yeah, resource is an expert specialty on last entire action team, which I think we weren't using advantage of. Like, in other words, we should have been, during those transitions, we should have, each, all of us should have been trying to figure out situations where we should be useful, and then you take that and you use that for an entire team. Not just the special sites that would be with you the whole team.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's not a plot point, so...
Right. So you gotta, it only costs a plot point. In other words, I think that's driving you to think about what is useful about my character.
Yeah.
It was supposed to cost a plot point to use a specialty?
Not during the normal action, but as a resource.
A transitional resource. They have to make narrative sense. Calling in a resource could be like, calling in a shield agent or something like that. As a contact of yours or whatever. For some characters, a lot of their specialties aren't necessarily going to make a lot of sense.
And I don't think we do that. As watchers, as every one of us is part of the watcher at some point. I don't think you should push it too much. I don't think you should let the music express it too much. You should, in your character design, put in those limitations. Otherwise, you guys are going to walk over it. And you want them to have very specific situations where something comes into effect. And maybe as a watcher, you're trying to maybe, that might be where your balance comes in. And the one thing about the system is it's so intrinsically connected to that commodity. You kind of still lose a difficulty factor, and you kind of still lose some of the comparators. I like it overall.
Agree.
Another thing is, it's a little hard to tweak, right? Just because of the house of cards to some degree with that plot. Right. There's nothing I can think of that would be easily modified. Which if you're approaching it as such, you probably didn't approach this game as something you were going to mess around with. You just wanted to come in and play college.
Yeah, it's pretty tightly integrated system.
It's tightly wound, but it absolutely played better than I thought it would.
Yeah, it works. It definitely works.
It does. And there's a lot of rules of things that it is.
I was very afraid of having so many moving parts that it would really, especially playing it for the first time, it would really slow the game down.
Right. It didn't really seem that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, it certainly seems like if you ignore certain rules out of complexity's sake, or you forget about them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's worth forgetting that.
Yeah. But it doesn't seem like not having them there hurts the game at all.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, we didn't take advantage of a lot of those things, like a lot of the special things. Like, we didn't use a lot of stunts. We didn't use, assets and complications or anything like that, really.
Let's say you remove plot points entirely. You could actually get away with that. Anything on your sheet, as long as it was fully applicable.
Right.
Use it. But then the watcher, you only get those little opportunities to give you very... It depends on if you want it to be exactly like it is or
if you
want
to lighten
it, so you have a little more flexibility.
Which would be cool. I think it would be great to have a basic version of the system.
Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Which kids understand.
Right. Yeah.
They probably would after, like,
yeah,
being taught or doing it in levels, you know?
Sure.
I don't think that we just did it at a medium level. We forgot to do half the stuff. But it's better than it reads.
But my first initial read-through, like I said earlier, I thought I was going to hate this game, and then when I got into like the fourth or fifth chapter, it finally started to start clicking.
You know, there's more of an organizational issue with the book.
Same here.
It's almost like they threw a lot of stuff at you at the beginning.
And they did.
It's almost like you need to read it three different times from three different angles.
Yeah, absolutely.
To grasp it.
I agree.
And I really think that this is awesome.
Yeah.
If you guys all get that one cheat sheet that I uploaded that the guy made on RPG.net,
Yeah, I got that.
That one, now that I've read the rules, that one ties back in a hell of a lot better.
Did they do a sample run through in the book, since I haven't had a chance to look it up?
Not really. They do like one or two exchanges, action and reaction.
Yeah, I would definitely like to. That's a very good point. I actually think that they could supply maybe in another book or something like that, or the player's guide or something like that. Give you a lot more examples of it would be nice.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't there a set of quick start rules on the website?
Was there?
I think there was. I didn't get a chance to read them, but I think when they first talked about offering the book, they posted it to the front page of their website.
Okay.
I know Cam also mentioned at the RPG.net forums that they're going to be updating the cheat sheet as they get more and more feedback on what people would want to see.
Yeah.
Make things more clear.
Did they ever mention that those could be disseminated?
I don't think they would have a problem with it.
Yeah.
For the cheat sheets, at least.
Yeah, exactly. I was hesitant to show people it until I...
I just got the impression the book was written for people that already played Portcast.
Well put.
I did read somebody that said that the Smallville book was more of a nightmare than this one, though.
Really?
In terms of trying to learn the system. This is my first Cortex Plus game. I was familiar with normal Cortex, but this was my first foray into Cortex Plus, and it was a whole new ball game for me when I started reading that book.
Well, we almost played Cortex.
We will, damn it.
I wonder if it's going to be hard to go back to Cortex once you play Cortex.
I know.
Cortex Plus. I have heard people say this is the best version so far.
Yeah.
Of the world.
I have the Smallville book. I've only seen one episode of Smallville.
I knew they were kind of saying that the emphasis was more on the relationship, but what's the major difference mechanically at all?
I think it's less complex.
Yes, you don't construct the dice pools the same way, and there aren't the same kind. You know, all these mechanics are vastly simplified.
Okay.
Kind of different.
What's the difference between Cortex and Cortex Plus? Just very
basic. Cortex is more of a straightforward system, more similar to like Savage Worlds, for instance.
Yeah.
Not as abstract, not as narrative.
So I think when I look back at Serenity, it's the quest looked like it was attribute plus skills sort of thing.
Yep.
Yeah, the biggest thing that they share in common, in my opinion, is just the step mechanics, stepping dice forward and backward. And other than that, Cortex Plus is really a whole new beast.
It feels completely different to me.
Yeah. That's good too.
That's cool. I do like that part.
Me too. Cool. All right. Well, then, thank you all guys for joining me for this. We will be playing. I'm scheduling a game of Serenity for next weekend. One question. What are you guys scheduled for starting earlier? In general, sort of a poll question.
I can't go too much earlier than that.
I mean, I usually put my kids in bed by 9. So.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't.
Yeah.
I can always show up late or something like that.
Okay. I'm asking because I've gotten a few folks from basically Europe who want to join in Let's Plays, and this is kind of late for them. So I might actually end up, I might actually do something. I think if I did that, I'd have to just do like a only Europe group. So.
Well, from an outside, I've got people from Europe who want to join, but that's, 8 hours from where I'm at, because I'm in South Seattle, so my mouth guard starts at 4, and that's still 2.
Yeah. Gotta love time zones. Cool. All right, well, thank you all, guys.
A new thing side note I wanted to throw out there.
Yeah.
It's funny. I had a pile of XP going, I had taken out Carnage. And one of the unlockables I was reading was that you can redeem a villain. If you spend 10 XP, he joins as a sidekick in Act 2. The Daredevil running around with Carnage as a sidekick, I thought would have been hilarious. That would have been crazy. Literally, yeah.
Nice.
Now I kind of get why people didn't like the character creation. There's a few things it doesn't call out. Pretty well, now that I've played, that I would kind of change some stuff around. All in all, but that's the same anytime you play a new game when you make a character.
Yeah.
Unless you've got D&D first edition where your choice is really nice. Right?
Well, you know, I read also, I think that Cam said that in the Annihilation event with the cosmic characters and everything, that there's going to be some slight mechanical adjustments to account for cosmic level characters.
Makes sense.
So I'll look forward to seeing what they do there.
Yeah. Cool.
And Cosmic sounds fun. Civil War sounds fun just because that's going to be a totally different type of superhero game.
Yeah. Hero versus hero and everything.
And I'm probably going to retool instead of being magic, become an X-Men. I'm going to stick with teleporting and shape changing because I'm going to mess around.
Cool.
Yeah, what is Joe in the crown? He teleports.
Hey, I want to drop someone from orbit and drop someone. The other is, though, that got a special effect or whatever, to stick some, teleport someone halfway into a stone.
Yeah. Nice.
Need to fix my special effect so I can do stuff like that. Yeah. Part kitty pie, powered part on, teleport part on. I might actually lose the shape.
Gotta do it fun.
Especially if I do a mutant, because mutants always feel the more powerful they are, the less they should look human. That's my old gamma world in me, I think.
Nice. Cool. Alright, I'm gonna head off.
Thank you.
I think that's a great idea. I think I'll see the house move on after Serenity.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Take care, guys.